about. You gotta put it in perspective.
In 2003, a tragic power drill accident nearly ended Chevalier's career. But after a miraculous recovery, Willie Chevalier is back.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
V.I.G. Ah!
It's breakfast time. Pancakes and syrup. Pancakes and syrup. Pancakes and syrup. It's breakfast time.
A lot of people are very curious why I'm a lesbian. Ladies and gentlemen, the cast of Entourage.
Oh my God!
Boom! Suck it!
And there was much rejoicing.
Seriously excited. I'm kind of shy, but mostly excited.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Is it Brenny?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Everyone should quit being a faker.
Roll another one.
You should put the thumb in my butt.
What? Just like the other one.
I close my eyes and I eat it.
This one seems to be about to quit.
She seemed hairy to me.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's a lot of beef.
Right?
Stem cell for like penis size?
Just like the other one.
That's amazing.
This one seems to be about the best.
Alfonso's right.
And I don't have another cent.
And from what I know, 100 grams is cool, right? Or am I wrong?
You're right.
That's great goddamn radio.
Hit it, Steve.
Or just pass it on down.
And now.
Oh, haha. Teenage drug use, that's great fodder for comedy.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday morning, the 25th of October.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, this dude's here.
Yeah, right in front of us.
Apologize for that.
Here he is.
Sorry about that. Hey, is it going to be tense in here between you two? Is the rivalry? Are you going to be a gracious winner?
Kevin walked in,
Allie?
And he just looked at me and he's like, "Your team won, Allie. Mm-hmm. You've been with them from the beginning.
Did I say that?
And I get it. Yeah. And thank you for bringing soccer to Southern California.
That's what he said. I heard him say that.
You're welcome, Kevin.
I mean, you've been into your team longer than he's been into his team.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
when did LAFC start, Allie?
3 years ago.
That sounds about right.
I'm not positive. I think that sounds right.
These
questions you're asking are really backfiring.
I know, but I just don't expect her to know.
Right.
But yeah.
Okay. Oh. Mm. Isn't that interesting?
Because you're making it up because you're just trying to make me angry.
All right. Yesterday, when he said, okay, who's the leading scorer? And I said, Vela, like, obviously.
I didn't say leading scorer. I said name any player on their team.
Oh, okay. And I named the leading scorer in the MLS. Because right before the segment, I'm like, oh, Kevin's probably going to ask me who a player is. So I Googled it.
Because I asked her the day before, she didn't know. So I was positive.
And it just listed all players. And as he's asking it, I'm like, oh, my God, that could have just been a soccer player, not specific to the team. So when I said it and he was so shocked, I was like, luck out.
Yeah.
People were so enjoying it yesterday because they truly thought you were really angry, which I was kind of delighted in.
I mean, I sort of was.
Okay,
but
cool.
I knew that you were doing it because...
I'm poking?
Yeah, you're poking me. Yeah, of course.
I'm sorry that your team lost because you truly love that team.
That's correct.
And I will say, when Zlatan grabbed his package at the end of the game and looked at a fan.
That was me. You looked at me.
I pretended it was me, quite frankly.
Did you guys have plans later or something? Win or lose?
I mean, that dude is just hot. But
who do you play next, Allie?
We will play the next team that advances.
Yeah, which team is that?
Probably someone on the East Coast. Yeah, I don't know. Kevin, are you okay, though? You were at the game. What was it like being in that stadium, which is electric, on a Tuesday against the Red Bulls?
It was awesome. Yeah. Like, that's what you live for, those games. Even though we lost, that's what you live for. You just go, this is a premier matchup. Both teams hate each other pretty much. Mm-hmm. Crowd's going crazy. I mean, I did get a beer shower twice.
Oh, okay. Out of celebration or anger?
Out of other people's celebration, perhaps.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
One guy recognized me, and he was telling everybody else, and so they were all cheering at me.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is good.
Making sure you really enjoyed the game.
But the beer shower came from three rows up, I think. And, they didn't get me fully on the first shower, so they doubled down and make sure I was.
I wasn't there, but I hope it was beer.
It was.
Okay.
I tasted it.
Okay. All right. Oh, yes.
And you have the reference of the other, too.
Yeah, of course.
Great.
Everybody knows it tastes pee.
Well, that is, as Dodger fans, so...
I'm going to need that. Beer mug, if you could
so acutely know, the day after you're eliminated is the saddest day of the whole sports season.
Yeah.
Because you're all geared up for playoff excitement. Mm-hmm. And ultimately a championship and a parade.
That I mean, but we were under no illusion that it was going to be an easy game or we could win easily. Yes. I mean, that's a tough team.
Right, but so, you know, like
you also have had
disappointing.
Their number.
Yeah.
So that's why it was kind of a bummer.
But not last night.
And like the old expression says, you know, any given Thursday.
It is very much that expression.
I think that's it.
It's hard for me to really understand the feeling that Kevin's in today because I am a fan of the 144-point scoring Los Angeles Clippers.
Wow!
So just
they scored 144?
Yeah.
One game? Or are you adding
up? No, in one game. It's hard for me to feel what Kevin's feeling. Yeah. It's just difficult.
I mean, you're just so used to winning.
Yeah, well, he knows what it's like with the Lakers and then obviously
with the Galaxy.
Listen, in 3 years, you'll know what it's like in the playoffs.
Right. I mean, listen, 144 points against the Warriors. It's quite a feat.
Worth celebrating.
True.
That is very sweet.
Wait, are all the same people on the Warriors?
No, well, no Durant.
Kevin Durant.
And Clay was out. But anyway.
Oh.
Still, Steph Curry and D'Angelo. Pretty good team.
Okay.
Shouldn't score 144
and
points.
And the people they brought in from the stands to play with the Warriors.
Yes,
honestly.
That 9-year-old was better than I thought he would be.
Honestly, no NBA team should ever score 144 points. That's crazy.
Against a professional team.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, anyway, just... I'm grabbing my junk now.
So some ups and some downs for sports fans today.
Why are you using tweezers?
Well, because that was only...
Well played.
This was the only thing near me.
Well played. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Oh, say it again?
Dude, we run a tight ship here.
I know. I apologize.
I do like that the chemistry would be worse when you're in the same room.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
It's...
I know that used to be the most mocked song in America, but hasn't it come all the way around now to be just being a bop?
Yeah.
No, not just me.
She's like at least normal music. She's like a nice young woman.
I think it's not still a cheesy bop.
It's great. When I hear it now, it's great.
No,
wrong. To me, you know what it is? It's mbop. To me, it's exactly the same as mbop. It's just a jam. You know what I mean? I non-ironically enjoy Rebecca Black's Friday now.
Okay.
Like
I don't hate it as much as I used to, but it's not great. That's a ridiculous statement.
I think it's the best song of the 21st century.
That's better. On today's Kevin and Bean Show, would you like to take that back?
Allie.
Bean.
Kevin,
Jensen,
Mugs,
Haroldine.
We have a scientific survey today that we're going to need your help with.
This is actually kind of an important one.
Yeah.
Kind of a serious one.
Usually we try to go small.
Yeah.
I need to stop saying things like that.
Yeah, you do.
Now you've got the tweezers.
We're going to talk to the guy who runs a haunted house and claims that no one has ever made it through.
Guys, this guy is... out of his mind.
Total wackadoodle.
Is there really a haunted house, though?
Yes.
No one's ever been through it?
I've watched video.
I mean, it's really... It's
is kind it full of dead bodies?
It's really more of a torture.
It's a torture chamber. This guy is a masochist wackadoodle, and I can't wait to talk to him.
We will talk about the sexy Halloween costumes. Keep it 100 because it's Friday.
And I'm going to be a sexy mailman this year.
Oh, very good.
Excellent. Yeah. And we've got tickets to Kevin B's Last Breakfast with Green Day. That's coming up. We'll take a 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
By the way, tomorrow night, you guys, is the K-Rock Halloween Costume Ball featuring our friends in Blink 182 performing live. That's a party band right there.
Agreed.
You're at the right Halloween party if freaking Blink is playing your party.
Yeah, not bad.
We are continuing to give away tickets all morning long here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Just be caller 20 whenever you hear us play any song by Blink 182. You call and you win. By the way, a lot of reaction to my comment about to go on as a sexy mailman this year for Halloween.
Sure.
A lot? I misspoke because there's no other kind. There's no other kind. So it's impossible to be a mailman and not be
a good point.
Mailman.
It's a good point.
All right, Ali is here. Time for our first look at what's happening. Is there a clock? What is it? 5:56?
Right, there's a huge clock right there to your left.
Or there.
Or there's
basically a clock
there's
all around you.
Everywhere. Yeah.
I'm new.
You have to close your eyes to not see a clock.
You're actually living in a clock.
What's happening, Allie?
Well, what's happening is 5:56.
Okay, got it.
Thank you so much. You know what? Sometimes we're asked, hey, do you want to interview this band? They can only make it in on Tuesday at 3 p.m., and you have to hold the interview for 6 weeks. And we're like, wait, why would we ever want to do that? No. Mm-hmm. Let's interview them, get them on the air, because so much can happen in those 6 weeks. Like when you interview Kanye West... And you're going to release it on the day that Jesus is King is going to come out.
Oh, so it's out?
Still not out. Remember, he was going to release it a couple weeks ago, and that didn't happen. Then it's coming out midnight.
Right.
It's going to be out. Still not out. But we
this
did.
This is it. I heard that this is it.
This is really
this
it.
This is really it. October 25th, I heard, is the day.
I mean, it could be. At some point today.
This will be it. This is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it. This is it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really it.
Right.
This is the final.
Okay.
This is the final curtain call.
Okay.
This is it. And when it really means this is it.
He wasn't lying.
That guy meant it.
He wasn't lying.
That guy was speaking the absolute truth.
It worked
Are you going to get us sick?
Dr. Drew will tell you that when you're on antibiotics for 6 days.
Yeah, but you didn't need to be on antibiotics. He made that very clear
that helped
in the
0%.
Phone
How could you miss that?
Look, I don't know what
Oh my God.
I don't know.
You said, am I wrong? And he said, yes.
I don't listen to the show.
Okay.
Listen, I don't know what you want me to say. I'm here. You asked me to be here.
Right.
I'm doing the best I can.
But we want to know that you understand that the antibiotics have nothing to do with it.
Is this a cough button here?
Yeah, the one that says cough on it. Yeah. Hey, do you guys know what time it is? Is there a clock around here?
No, what time is it?
Clock around here.
Guys, I'm new.
Where's my microphone?
The point is that Kanye's album did not come out today.
It didn't, but boy, did he drop some interesting things in this Zane Lowe interview on Apple Music Beats One. He talked about how he asked his collaborators, that's how you say it, not to have any premarital sex. So anyone working on Jesus is King, just don't be doing that. There's times where I was asking people to not have premarital sex while they were working on the album.
Are we still talking about Kanye?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He also talked about how Playboy got him addicted to pornography, saying, Playboy was my gateway into full-on pornography addiction. My dad had a Playboy left out at age 5, and it's affected almost every choice I made for the rest of my life from age 5 to now, having to kick the habit. It just presents itself in the open, like, okay. And I stand up and say, you know, it's not okay. Mm, all right.
Good point.
I don't like the negative connotation for the word habit.
He did grow up and marry a porn star, though. So, I mean he was really into it.
I mean,
and they've been.
'Cause baby, I'm awesome. Also, I'm also awesome.
Y'all don't know.
Y'all know.
That's real.
He posts, like, very sexual pictures of Kim for the last 5-6 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we're not supposed to marry, but he or look apart, but he's good.
He can do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, in all fairness, Kanye West gets it.
Okay. Yeah, that guy does not like any type of porn star. guys, when's the album coming out?
Which
album?
Kanye's album, Jesus is King. When is it coming? Is it coming today?
We don't know.
I think it was last night at midnight, yeah?
We don't know.
But it's still not here.
He tweeted he was working on the mix of three songs or something last night, and we're not going to sleep till it comes out. And I was thinking, I don't think he sleeps much as it is.
Yeah, right. True.
And the whole track list was different than the track list from weeks ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So is it a new album from weeks ago?
How much of this is crazy versus genius type?
Oh, I think it's all crazy.
None of
all
this is genius.
Yeah, I think we're very close to buying Elephant Man's bones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is this is a badly managed album rollout. That's
what's the point of thinking?
What's the point of thinking?
Right.
Some birthdays for you. Chad Smith, Nancy Cartwright, Katy Perry, Ciara, Craig Robinson, and Juan Soto.
More candy corn. That didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. I bought some yesterday. I was at the store yesterday. I was so excited to see. Look, I still have candy corn left over from last year.
Yeah, of course everyone does. No one eats
all the stores.
No, because I parcel it out. I'm a year-rounder, and so I parcel it out. So I still had some candy corn, but I was at the market, and I said, oh, my God, look at that entire aisle of candy corn. I also got some of those.
What a surprise that it was an entire aisle. Right.
Excuse me, it's a week from Halloween. Of course they've got lots of candy corn out.
No, they have lots of candy corn because they can't sell it.
No, because they put it out new every year.
Exactly. The candy corn that was on the shelf was from last year when no one bought it.
They're trying to get as much money as they can right before Halloween. They know how many people buy candy corn.
Yes. Sure.
Candy corn has been in constant production since 1880. Mm-hmm. They sell over 35 million pounds of candy corn every year in the United
States. And by sell, you mean recycle.
No, you're going to have to accept that you may not care for candy corn, but it is obviously one of the most popular Halloween candies of all time.
You
have to
accept
that. It's
not one of the most popular of all time, because you look at the list of the worst Halloween candy of all time, it's always at the top of that one.
Because of haters.
Because of haters.
And a lot of people might think I'm doing a bit just to live along.
Oh, no, one of you needs to leave. I can't take two beans.
No, here's the issue. We had a contest recently where it was like worst Halloween candies.
Yeah.
And there was a tub of candy corn, like a full tub. And everyone was like, this is gross. I just started popping in my mouth like they're Tic Tacs.
Right.
I went through the entire tub in a week without even realizing it. Yeah. When everyone was like, oh, you ate the whole thing. I was like, no, I didn't. Other people ate it. And then we asked everyone. No one had it. I had an entire bucket of candy corn in a week and I don't regret it.
Did you poop a candle?
No. I did not.
You'll be happy to know, that candy corn is fat-free and only 7
We don't care about facts about candy corn.
Only 7 calories per candy corn.
It's great to hear. Yeah. Also, I want to throw out, you know the name of it, but the larger pumpkin candy corn.
Yes. Those are
Mallow creams.
Yeah.
Mallow creams. Those are also
amazing. You're both an abomination.
Very good.
Now, how do you feel, Jensen, about the chocolate-tipped candy corns?
I'm not as into
it. You're an OG?
No, yeah, because it's only some good taste in there now. You put a little bit of chocolate on it. Now it's almost edible.
I enjoy it more than any other Halloween candy. It is my number one.
It isn't.
It's honestly just not. Okay.
You're just saying this for the bit.
No.
It's not.
There's no other candy I'd eat a whole bucket of in a week.
I'm going to throw...
I would eat every candy.
I'm going to throw this out there because you guys didn't believe me when I told you that people aren't really afraid of clowns. They're taught to be afraid of clowns. I think it's a very similar thing with candy corn.
You're wrong on both. I agree. I'm with you on both.
There are people who grow up and tell you that candy corn is bad, so you've decided it's bad before you've even tried it because there's no way you can put a piece of sugar in your mouth.
It isn't sugar, dude.
You're Kevin. Wax. How can you not put a piece of sugar in your mouth and go, this is great?
I like everything.
That's all it is.
I like everything, except for the garbage that is candy corn.
What about Peeps? Do you like Peeps?
Not really.
That's also, he's been trained to not like
not
Peeps.
Not really.
People, I like Peeps. I like Peeps and I don't like candy corn. Candy corn is a candle. You are literally eating a candle.
Isn't it possible, rather than being taught to hate, that we tasted it and we didn't like it?
No.
Yeah. No. That is not sugar. Because it's just normal sugar. There's
nothing
in
it. It isn't just sugar, Jensen. Don't be ridiculous.
I'm not being ridiculous.
You know it isn't just sugar.
It's sugar and corn syrup. That's all it is.
The only thing I can agree with you on is that the texture of it is a little... I get it. It's a little
waxy.
Sandy. I get that it's a little waxy. I can admit that.
Okay, so at least one of you can admit that.
But I don't think that takes away from the idea that it's just sugar and it tastes
good. A little waxy.
Because I get that...
Let me ask. The way that they bind the colors together... has a covering on it.
Yeah.
That's what keeps it whole.
That is a little wax. Just go with a little waxy.
I don't think it's waxy tasting.
I don't think it affects the taste at all.
I can understand what you're saying.
It's like an emulsification. It doesn't affect the taste at all. It's just how they hold it together.
You say candy corn is what? Sugar and what?
Corn syrup.
Candy corn isn't just sugar. It's actually made of several ingredients. Sugar, corn syrup, confectioner's glaze, salt, dextrose, gelatin, sesame oil, artificial flavor, honey, yellow 6, yellow 5, and red 3. It also contains gelatin, a protein made from animal parts like hides and bones.
You're eating animals!
Oh, wait, that's what all gelatin is. Gelatin comes from cow hooves.
That's where it comes from. And you can't get enough gelatin. You can't get enough animal hooves.
That's how they keep it together, you guys. Why
do you say you love animals?
For the last 5 years, I've been giving hooves to trick-or-treaters every year, so this is not that shocking. I hand them the whole hoof.
It was shocking to them.
Yeah.
Enjoy your hoof.
I will tell you who I feel bad for, besides those of you, especially in this room, who are not enjoying the treat that is candy corn every year. Mm-hmm. That is the candy corn itself. I feel bad for the candy corn.
Yeah.
For the candy that wakes up and hears, you know, look, everything's listening to you. Your candy corn is listening to you, too. And all they're hearing is people just doing nothing but pooping on candy corn, which is just trying to
That's the one with the chocolate on it.
Just trying to be a delicious treat. That's all candy corn is trying to be. It's just trying to make people happy.
Honestly, it has a pretty serious plight.
Didn't realize the intro was so long. We really probably
could
have handled
that. Hopefully this isn't the instrumental.
Okay, here we go right here.
I think this is
the instrumental.
This is very much the instrumental.
All right, Jensen, rap. Go.
That wasn't exactly what we needed. We were hoping for the song.
I was feeling that at some point I would actually talk or rap in it. Uh-huh. Yes. And then I said, you know what? It's not really needed.
I'll tell you who I feel bad for is the candy corn. Because candy corn is just trying to make people happy.
He has a pretty serious plight.
It's a pretty serious plight.
Hey, I know you see me. I don't know why you keep passing on me. Every Halloween is the same story.
It's like right at the beginning.
I don't know why. Is it because we look like wax?
I said it's coming in now, later, but it didn't. It was at the beginning.
Just give candy corn some love.
Halloween's a celebration, kids all in the streets, a holiday that's focused on costumes and tasty treats. You think there's no way that October could end tragic, but it's hard for a candy that people consider plastic. I'm candy corn and life isn't great. I'm at the bottom of a list of candies that people hate. But then there's Beanie's, the person I have to thank. Between sips of spoiled chocolate milk and awful fruitcake, he praises all my efforts and I never make him sick. And he's the only man on earth who doesn't think I taste like So when you celebrate and think Halloween is great, keep in mind that candy corn just can never catch a break.
Candy corn, yellow, orange, white. Can anybody just treat me right? Candy corn, yellow, orange, white. I just wanna feel alright.
I didn't know we were hurting the feelings.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Maybe it's time to be a little bit more sensitive about who you talk smack about.
Oh, also, no. Can you play the instrumental again? It was pretty hot.
That was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
It's Friday, you guys.
Yay.
Allie is here. When I'm gone, Jensen, do you promise you'll keep flying the Frye flag?
100%.
Okay.
It's cool. My move, man.
I'm glad to know I'm leaving the show in good hands.
Yeah.
Allie, what's going on?
A lot of weird stuff with this.
Is the Kanye album out yet?
Not that I know of.
It is not currently up.
I don't care.
Okay.
You hear about this Eminem stuff and Donald Trump and the Secret Service.
Yeah, why so soon?
Well, it involved a lot. There's a big process behind all of this. But in August 2018, Eminem announced the surprise release of his new album at the time, Kamikaze. The lead track, The Ringer, immediately attracted attention on social media due to lyrics, which were, you know, fiercely critical of Donald Trump, which is what Eminem is.
Yeah.
He then claimed that he was visited by the Secret Service in the lyrics because Agent Orange just sent the Secret Service to meet in person to see if I really think of hurting him or ask if I'm linked to terrorists. I said, only when it comes to ink and lyricists. I mean, that doesn't even rhyme. at the same time, the Secret Service refused to say whether agents had indeed visited Eminem or not.
So and most people just kind of played it off as lyrics. Eminem is clearly an absurdist, and he says things that are crazy all the time.
But the Secret Service does take that stuff seriously.
Well,
they have to.
BuzzFeed News filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the Secret Service to find out if agents really were sent to speak with Eminem. And this week, the agency turned over 40 pages of documents that prove that they did, in fact, interview Eminem.
Donald Trump calls it radical Islamic terrorism.
Turns out that their interest in speaking with him were based on threatening lyrics that appeared on Revival. The Secret Service characterized Eminem as exhibiting inappropriate behavior and noted that he, via the rap, threatens the protectee. Here's the thing. The day that Revival was released, a concerned citizen reported Marshall Mathers had a new song called Framed with an inappropriate comment towards President Donald Trump and a threatening comment towards Ivanka Trump. That concerned citizen was a TMZ employee.
Whoa.
According to documents.
What a lame-o.
They sent the Secret Service an email with a link to an article about the song.
They're making their own
and
news.
And said, I want to know if your agency is investigating Eminem for his threatening lyrics about first daughter Ivanka Trump.
Now, granted, he has her in the trunk in that song, but we don't know if he also had the back seat filled with groceries. You know what I mean? Maybe there was just no place for her inside the car.
That's a good point.
So they had to put her in the trunk.
That's a solid defense.
Is that something you've done with Donna?
I mean, sometimes you buy a lot of stuff.
Donna, get on the roof.
You know, you're coming back from IKEA. Stuff. You don't have room for everybody inside the car, so you just put them where you put them.
Donna, a lot of frozen stuff in the back. Can you get in the trunk?
I'm just saying. It's not automatically sinister because the first daughter's in the trunk.
I'm just saying the whole
thing say it
is weird.
I'm going to say it is sinister. She's in the trunk.
That the concerned citizen was a TMZ employee.
There is no concerned citizen, in other words.
Unbelievable.
At any point did Eminem say,
buy my goddamn CDs!
I will say Eminem did not get... He was very political for a second. Mm-hmm. He was like, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. And then he ended up saying a quote a couple months later, being like, you know what, I'm not going to do that anymore because it isolates a certain audience. But it does feel like maybe he got intimidated.
I don't know. I mean, his cipher that day...
That was before.
Yeah, before. Trump, though.
Yeah. And that's what led him to the ringer. And then,
I don't know.
And then silence.
This whole thing just feels like a non-story. So a rapper wrote a song, you know what I mean, about politics.
And then a
big deal.
Gossip reporter turned him in.
Yeah. The Republic is not in danger from any of this.
I mean, Bean has spoken, you guys.
What are we not going to eat anymore? Oreos.
Okay.
That makes perfect
unrelated.
Sense.
It's more about Eminem, but...
Mark your calendars because Harry Styles is set to return to be the musical guest on SNL. Oh, and he's also hosting... Double duty, he posted on Instagram and Twitter. So he's going to be the musical act and the host. Musical ass. Yeah. I hope so. November 16th, everybody. So mark your calendars.
I love that.
And
it'll
I believe
be
this weekend doing double duty is Chance the Rapper, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big weekend.
Both of them very funny. Chance and Harry Styles.
There you have it, you guys. I saw this story and it delighted me to no end. You know when you have celebrities that slide into your DMs and ask you for money?
No.
And it's usually a scam, right?
It's always a scam.
Oh, okay. Right.
So Mark Wahlberg took to Instagram yesterday to warn his followers of a scam touted in his name, revealing a photoshopped image of his face placed on a body, asking people to fork over $40,000 or thousands of dollars. Here's the thing. He said, a person who has clearly put their head on my body, holding up a sign that reads, my dear, you are my dear friend. I can't in any way do anything to hurt you. Trust me. Text me on WhatsApp, okay?
Sounds very believable.
It's literally solid. His face badly photoshopped onto a body of someone holding a sign that says those words.
And I wonder how many people fell for it,
even
though that's the case.
That would be so stupid if someone did. I'm out $5,000.
No.
Yeah,
what
I'm
did you
grand.
Do?
I've given money to Mark Wahlberg Photoshop head. I believed it.
I sent one to a Nigerian prince, and I'm still waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not good, you guys. Not good at all. I have some birthdays, and I would just like to tell you that they're great.
Okay.
I just found them.
Let's take your word for it. Oh, okay.
Chad Smith from the Chili Peppers, Nancy Cartwright. She's the voice of Bart Simpson on The Simpsons. Ciara, Craig Robinson, Juan Soto, and Katy Perry.
Oh, hey, Katy Perry. You go, girl.
That drop is much scarier with him next to me.
By the way, happy 5/6 Christmas, everybody.
It's not a thing.
October 25th?
Not a thing.
5/6
October
25th
is a thing.
Well, I'm telling you, today is happy 5/6 Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. And What, Allie?
Hallmark's Countdown to Christmas starts today.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
it's here.
Yeah, it's here. It's here, you guys.
Yeah.
Let's embrace it.
And I understand that we have Christmas-related news for you on Monday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. How about that?
What?
About this time Monday morning, something K-Rock and holiday-related.
Is it Acoustic Christmas?
I wasn't going to really spell it out like that.
Okay.
I
was just it rhymes with the Smoosh-tits-mismas.
I was really just trying to be a little more vague than that.
What could it be?
But yes, this time Monday morning, we will have details for you here on the world-famous K-Rock.
All right, it's time for Would You Like to Take That Back? Now, rule number one, we get it. We don't need it to be further explained.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And rule number two, see rule number one.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
First up is Bean.
Let's play the theme.
I feel like we need a theme song.
Yeah. First up is the theme.
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you, if you could, you, would you, could you take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you, if you could, you, would you, could you take that back?
So we get a chance to apologize, basically, to pretend it never happened when we are confronted with our own bad jokes.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And the first one, surprise, surprise, is Bean.
Okay.
Okay.
Not a good situation for Clueless star Stacey Dash. She was arrested for domestic violence. She was busted in Pasco County, Florida, where she owns a home.
Was Stacey's mom there also?
No, Pilot.
Wow.
Would you like to take that back?
You got a wow from the back of the room from Muggs.
And also just like a disgust for me. I just went, ugh, Pilot.
I mean, honestly.
Talking about Stacey Dash.
We get it.
Yeah.
What about Stacey's mom?
Yeah, she's got it going on. We get
it. Would you like to take that back?
No.
We get it.
I'm proud of that.
You're not.
There's no connection. There's no connection between Stacey Dash and the song. I mean, that's why.
I love it. I'm sorry.
This is just Beans burning the place down. It's the senioritis thing.
He's leaving it on the court.
That's a terrible joke. You would take that back every other time.
I'm happy with it for whatever reason. It might be the Suserb speaking, but I'm staying in my life. I enjoyed it second time around.
All right. Next up is Jensen.
Oh.
But one Texas man loves Starbucks so much, he plans to visit every single one on the globe. His name is Winter, and he claims that he has traveled over 1 million miles in 22 years, has visited nearly all of the locations in the U.S. and Canada, and more than 3,000 of them internationally.
Do you think when a location knows he's picked them and he's arriving, they all yell out, Winter is coming?
Jensen, I want you to know I thought of that. Discarded it.
Oh, Bean made the right decision.
Discarded it.
Nicely done.
I don't hate it.
And I'm so embarrassed.
Of course you don't.
So embarrassed that you said it.
I think I delivered it well.
I think so.
Would you like to take that back?
All right. Before we get your answer, I would like to say, Allie is just trouble with this.
I know. Yes. I
because
she's
the enabler.
Right,
she loves all
she
of those
Absolutely.
Jokes. That does not help.
I'm an alcoholic and she's asked me to
go
to the bar.
Yes.
Okay. I'm embarrassed only in the fact that Bean thought it and decided not to say it. I'm happy
Which never happens.
Okay. I'm happy with my delivery. I'm happy with the joke. I'm going to keep it. I'm fine.
You're okay. keeping okay. that.
I'm keeping
all right,
it.
So you are not allowed to blast me for Stacey's mom then.
No, those are different.
Those are standards are lower.
Connection.
Each one is different.
Right.
All right, up next is Allie.
Oh.
We were doing a contest for basketball tickets with a game called Who Are We? And Jensen asked Allie and Bean and I, right, for answers to questions. And then the callers would call in and they would guess what we came up with. Mm-hmm. And then they would get the tickets.
Good morning, party people.
Manuel, for the tickets to see two professional LA teams go at it in round ball, did they select Dr. Dre or Snoop Dogg?
Dr. Dre.
No, Snoop Dogg, 2-1. No one knows us.
Wow, I went Dr. Dre. I'm the only one.
Yeah, the only
Apparently
one.
Apparently so.
I forgot about him.
You go right to hell.
Okay, all right.
Would you like to take that back?
She's very defiant.
There's a huge Jesus from the back. Mug's getting religious.
You go straight to hell. Allie goes, okay, bring it.
Honestly, how many times on the show am I going to do a forgot about Dre joke and have it
one
be
too
filed?
Many so far.
Way too many. I'll take it back. It was easy. I
see
I
how
apologize.
That's done, Bean and Jensen?
Well, I mean, every case is different, a wise man once said.
Bean is up.
Oh.
Oddly enough. Allie's doing a story in What's Happening about the name Nigel. and how certain people are trying to bring back that name.
He's the landlord of the Fleece Inn in Bretfordton, England, and he said he organized the Nigel Knight event at the pub in response to learning that no babies named Nigel had been registered in Britain in 2016. He's like, we got to bring the name Nigel back. You know how we'll do it? A bunch of us meet at this pub and we talk about how cool it is to be named Nigel.
So they saw the story and they decided they could not ignore it. So they decided to make plans for Nigel?
Oh, my God.
I assume that's a file. I don't get it.
It's they're only making plans for Nigel. Oh, dear God.
I'll take it back. Don't even put it in the file.
You're going to have to take it back then, too.
Yeah.
Okay, but can't I just plead guilty now and just pay the fine and go home?
You can, but you still have to go to court.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's more of a fix the ticket.
Would you like to take that back?
Your Honor, I said at the time of the arrest that I was guilty and that I pled guilty. So
that's an answer?
Yeah, that's an answer. I will accept whatever penalty. Yes, I will take it back.
And I will say, y'all suck, because I dear Godded him.
You did dear God my
XTC song as well. Well, yes. Yeah. So that was a double whammy. Innocent.
So I'm going to jail. You walk free.
Right.
Yes. Gotcha.
That is not fair. Next one is Bean.
Oh, come on.
No, you come on.
A sequel to the animated movie The Addams Family is now in the works. They have a release date of October 22nd, 2021.
Oh, shoot.
So, oh, no, again?
Yeah, it's
your
crazy.
Books?
Hair again? It's a foot doctor.
Oh, no.
I have this bunion.
Like an ingrown toenail?
No, a bunion.
Oh, a bunion.
They're going to work on it that week, yeah.
Did you name him Paul?
Oh, my God. Do we even file it, or do we kill him?
He's going to be gone, so.
I feel like we murder him.
Would you like to take that back?
Oh, boy.
Seems extreme. You guys see what I was going for there.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a person in the world who doesn't know where you're going.
That was at the beginning of this feature.
Part of the issue, yeah. I think that's part of the issue.
No one names a bunion, so it was really a dumb comment. I will take it back.
Okay.
I'll take it back.
Wow.
I'll throw that one back in the pot.
Because no one names a bunion.
No one names a bunion.
That's the reason.
And finally, we have Bean.
Oh, this is stacked. I'm
and
sorry.
And Jensen.
Oh, double.
And Bean.
Whoa.
And Allie.
Whoa.
Tag team.
And Bean.
No way.
And Allie.
What?
What is this?
Are you ready?
It's a Royal Rumble.
Yes.
I mean, if you, you know, I was moving across the country one time when I moved from Maryland to Arizona, and they lost a ton of my stuff.
Yeah.
And I spent a considerable amount of time trying to get to track that stuff down. Never showed up again.
I always feel like I'm the guy who searches for something and then never finds it. I don't think I've ever had that celebratory, all right. Like, yeah. I look, and then it's just gone.
So what you're saying is you still haven't found what you're looking for.
Okay.
We should file that. But yeah, you too? You feel that way?
Oh, double file.
I have since New Year's Day.
Okay. Wow. I mean, that wasn't great. It's not a beautiful day when you guys do this crap.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Okay. You're giving me vertigo with all these dumb titles.
Okay, one more.
Boom!
Because one is also a song. Okay.
Who wants to go first?
well, technically, I think it's
It's Bean, Jensen, Allie, Bean, right. Allie, Bean, Allie.
Wait, okay. Can I ask, Kevin, were you off that day? Because usually you would be so angry in the middle of that.
I don't know.
I think he's just disgusted.
I don't think so. No, I think
just
I was
left the room.
He's cowering in the corner.
Here's the thing about stuff like this. I can't play. So while you guys are saying that, I'm like, think of a U2 song. And then try to work it in. All right, Bean. I'm going to distance myself from the entire conversation.
Why?
Okay. I'm gonna take it all back. I'm gonna take it all back.
Wow. Oh man!
Well, it's three of them he took back.
Yeah, I'm taking them all back. Clearing the deck. I'm leaving with a clean slate.
Jensen,
would you like to take that back?
I'll stand tall, man. Mm-hmm. I'll sit alone with just the U2 reference.
Okay, I will. I will take back a beautiful day, but to say one more. I mean,
that's pretty good.
I even nailed the boom at the end, so I'll keep that one. Thank you.
A new study of 200 Halloween playlists on Spotify, 'tis the season, you guys, collectively containing more than 20,000 different songs.
Okay.
That's a lot of Halloween songs.
Yeah, it is.
Must be a few I'm missing on my playlist. 20,000 different songs, it says.
19,500 of those are awful.
Over 200 Halloween playlists on Spotify. It will surprise no one in this room or listening at home that the number one Halloween song on the most playlists is Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Which, for the record, we have been doing a contest, pretty much a poll, all month long, where we have listeners decide which song we're going to play that's Halloween themed.
Right.
We have consciously decided to not include Thriller in the poll. That's another thing to think about.
And that's the topic that we're getting into, because while we have no problem with Ghostbusters and Monster Mash and Manson's This Is Halloween and a bunch of other songs that are Halloween related, We are now at the point on the Kevin and Bean Show where it feels icky to play a Michael Jackson song.
Yet, it feels strange to completely ignore its existence and understand it's probably the biggest Halloween song of all time.
And when you say we, that excludes me because I think we should play it.
Because okay. You have been pretty adamant since the beginning.
Just
saying, for sure we should play Thriller because you think because he's dead, the legacy and obviously all the controversies kind of don't mean anything.
Yeah, and I'm not supporting him in any way because he's dead. So to me, that makes the difference.
I think a lot of people were able to ignore the charges swirling around Michael Jackson for a long, long time.
Yes.
But I think it resurfaced its ugly, brutal head with that HBO documentary, Finding Neverland, where you actually saw the faces of the victims who were child raped. And I think a lot of people now, whether they feel like they're supporting him or not by listening to or playing his music, I think a lot of people now don't enjoy his music. I'm just speaking for me anyway, and I assume other people either cannot enjoy his music because you know you are listening to someone who has abused children.
Well, and I'm to play not it's not devil's advocate. The truth is that it is allegedly. There is no absolute proof of Michael Jackson molesting or raping boys.
Yes, because he paid off everybody. Right?
Well, there is a proof of him living a lifestyle of sleeping next to boys and things that would obviously make it less hard to believe that crimes did occur.
Yeah, after watching Finding Neverland, is that the name?
Yes.
Yeah, after watching it, you go, okay, well, I know that I'm not a judge, but he did it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you sort of come to that
so
conclusion.
So because he's dead, though, Kevin, you feel like you can divorce yourself from the reality of the crimes he committed while he was alive because now he's not around anymore and he doesn't get the benefit of you listening to his songs, essentially.
The physical appreciation.
I'm not supporting him in any way.
I mean, this is part of a much... It happens to be Halloween-related because Thriller is out. You know, this is the time of year you want to hear Thriller. But it's the larger conversation of, can you enjoy a Mel Gibson movie if? You know, can you enjoy a Woody Allen movie if?
Yeah, well, it's difficult for me. One of my favorite musicians in the world has always been CeeLo Green. From Goody Mob to Gnarls Barkley to solo stuff. I'm such a super fan. And then to have him plead basically guilty in a case where he... roofied a woman at a club, and he got out of the charge that was going to be rape or sexual assault by just pleading guilty to the dosing of... And I'm like, I'm not happy with that.
Yeah.
That's a terrible,
you can't enjoy him anymore.
That's a terrible crime. And so now when I listen to one of my favorite musicians, it taints it. And so much so that my Blu-ray collection that we all know is embarrassing on its own, I got rid of any movie where Woody Allen involves like sexual, like I have some of his mystery still kind of stuff, but anything where he's like sexing over a younger woman, I don't like it anymore. He ended up with his stepdaughter. I mean, I guess whatever, he was dating her, a woman who called him father. He ended up dating her and she's much younger. And so now I watch the movie and it has a completely different context.
But then you tune around and you listen to radio stations everywhere and it seems like it's all Michael Jackson all the time. You know what I mean? Like,
Well, they're all
technically streams are up. Spotify Apple, all of them have streams up on Michael Jackson.
So I say we should play it because we can't ignore the fact that he did that because he's dead and we're not supporting him.
And I think the other side of that would be it just doesn't feel good anymore to hear Michael Jackson because you know he was a monster. I can't believe that Jensen got over CeeLo Green's tiny arms.
Right.
I can't believe he ever even got
that
to
was
the
a
point.
Deal breaker for me first.
Right.
So that's why we present for you Kevin and Bean's Scientific Survey.
It's time for Kevin and Bean's Scientific Survey.
We take no more than 5 calls. If we get a majority, that's our decision. Michael Jackson's Thriller, is it cool in 2019, or can you no longer enjoy it because you know too much about the man behind the music? We start with Dan.
In Pico Rivera.
Line 1. Hey, Dan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Where are you on MJ these days?
Well, I'll tell you, it's easy. I say we have to skip it. Whenever I hear the song, I change the station.
There you go.
On any other station. It's like you said, it leaves you icky. It may not be 100% proven in court, but it's proven enough in the court of public opinion. I would rather not hear it because I want to hear K-Rock.
Okay.
So no Michael Jackson.
No right, Michael Dan. Jackson. Okay.
Good to hear. Thank you.
Thank you.
By the way, how about the Jackson 5? When he was a kid, long before he did any of that stuff, can you still enjoy those records?
It definitely feels less tainted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd much rather hear some songs from his childhood than I would once he became sort of the creepy Nosferatu.
Let's try Art. He's on Ontario. So far, we've got 1 vote against Michael Jackson. Art, you are part of the jury this morning here on Kevin and Bean Scientific Survey. What say you?
Ooh, 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 ooh. So,
was that you making fun of Bean?
That was a Bean! Yeah, I was actually making fun of Bean. I miss him.
Well done. Go ahead.
Thank you, Art.
All right. Well, let me ask you this question. Do you guys still have Michael Jackson songs on your playlist?
I do not.
I do not either.
I do not.
I do.
So there you go. So everyone's a no except Kevin.
Okay. Well, I got to go with... Got to get rid of it, man.
But you don't have to go with the room. We're asking you.
Yeah, we're asking you.
What's
how about
opinion,
you? How do you... When you turn on K-Earth this afternoon for the ride home, how do you feel when they play Billie Jean? Is that something that you can enjoy, or does it just make you feel weird because you're listening to a possible child predator?
Well... It makes you feel weird, you know. You used to enjoy like the music, and it just breaks your heart.
So, I'd like to dismiss this juror.
No, yeah. He sticks.
Because he chose what all of
Kevin,
us chose.
Kevin, you know how hard it is to get jurors in 2019? He showed up. That's all that matters at this point.
But I think that Art is also the guy who his opinion is whoever the last person spoke was.
Right.
You know
all
what
right.
I mean? Like, I don't think he has a committed
He's
opinion.
He's not tainted. He's in.
I say
so we throw him out?
I say we throw him out.
Okay. All right.
I say we're back to one no.
One no. Okay.
And we move on to Gary up next. Corona Line 4. Hey, Gary, welcome to the show. What say you, Michael Jackson, yes or no in 2019?
If I wanted to listen to Michael Jackson, I'd listen to Rick Dees.
Yeah, but hold on.
No Michael Jackson.
Right,
no,
hold on, though.
No,
hold on.
What?
It's not about K-Rock, the radio station, and what you expect from K-Rock, the radio station.
Correct. Okay,
the only song about Michael Jackson that I like to listen to is I'll Be There.
Well, that's still a song by Michael Jackson, but yeah. That means you're still listening to it.
No.
But okay.
Okay,
but
I don't think they're getting
the difference between liking his music or not isn't it.
How about if you went to a Halloween party and it came up on the playlist, Michael Jackson? Would you enjoy hearing Thriller in 2019?
I'd skip it. I'd go to the jukebox and unplug it.
Would you play another Halloween song that's not a rock song? Or, that's what we're trying to get to. Like, or would you play something?
I like Halloween songs are fine. I like Halloween songs, but not Thriller.
Yeah, but is it because he may have molested children, or is it because you just don't like Thriller?
Oh, shoot. Maybe I don't like Thriller because he's a child molester.
We cannot find a good juror.
I feel like we will not get a decision today based on how the jury is going
It's
here.
Tainted. It's a tainted pool.
It really is.
Devorah Whittier up next here on K-Rock. Devorah, help us out here. Bring some clarity to the situation. What say you?
I am having a nervous palpitation because I am always torn about this. I really love to dance to Michael Jackson music. It moves me. It physically moves me.
Oh, yes. He's the best.
And the best.
He is. And he is dead, which, you know, is something. And I totally, if it plays, I enjoy it. I'm torn.
If it plays, she enjoys it. I mean, that's a yes.
No, she has to say
but
it.
She's also torn. It's also yeah. Icky.
Do you choose to play it, Devorah?
Do I choose to play alone?
Because you're embarrassed about
she's
it. Interesting.
I do too.
So she's willing to dance, but she cries while she's dancing.
Right.
That's what's happening.
This is a yes, right?
What upsets me is, I'm a teacher. What upsets me is that, you know, kids, and then, you know, how could those parents let their little boy sleep in that bed?
I mean, agreed.
I would never.
But then on the other side, beat it.
And dancing.
Oh, yeah. Dear God.
You know? All right. So,
are you talking to Devorah?
No. His music
so
was so
great.
So
she's a yes or a no, or we have to throw her out?
I don't know. I feel like we throw her out.
No. She has to be given the question. Yes or no. That's it, Devorah.
I say hell with it. Play it. I like it.
Right.
I like
the song. Yes.
Okay. So one to one.
One to one.
All right. And we're out of time, by the way.
We've taken 15 calls, and we have a one-to-one tie.
Look, it's a thorny issue, you guys.
Especially if you,
did you say it's a horny issue?
No, thorny.
Oh, God. Especially if you don't understand the issue, three callers.
Too horny.
That was Kevin and Bean signed.
Less than an hour from right now, we are going to give away the final pair of tickets to join us for Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast with Green Day.
Oh.
We are really, this time, now looking for people who are desperate. Like, really hardcore Green Day fans that need to be there in the HD radio sound space, need to see the live performance, need to help us interview the band. We need to know how much it means to you. How much do you love Green Day that you have to be there?
You have to sing or rap it.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to know it.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's called Kevin and Bean Fan Songs. In this case, Green Day. Why you love Green Day, why you need to be there. We'll be looking for your calls. We're giving you a heads up now so you can start composing this in your mind. In about 45 minutes from right now, we're going to be looking for your calls. The final pair of tickets for Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast with Green Day. All right?
And with Bean here, we're all here. The gang's going to be there.
Yes, correct.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Just letting you know.
No hugs.
Bean really does appreciate
a
hug.
Okay,
yeah. We'll probably have people lined up on the side for the hug machine.
I don't think there's. I don't. I'm not looking forward to hugs. Okay, guys.
But we're gonna do something.
We saw this.
What are we gonna do? Like, we have to have some kind of going away something.
I think the going away is, hey, isn't Green Day great? I think that's the going away.
No, that but I'm saying odd. Then, like, the listeners want to have some way of going, hey, thanks.
Goodbye.
You meant a lot to us.
Like a parade. Then you wouldn't even have to touch anyone. We'll put you in a Pope Mobile in, like, a glass thing, and you just drive down Wilshire.
I like it.
By the way, we did see that that parade for that minor league. Was it a minor league baseball team
that was
won?
Like a fast?
And they had a one-block parade.
Yeah.
And we thought, oh, wouldn't that be awesome to do a one-block parade?
I mean, we could do that.
So what you're saying is a one-block parade.
I'm not saying
so
that.
So we're having – are we having special guests?
No, we're not doing
like,
any –
Like, can we reach out to, like, Weird Al?
No.
Jimmy Kimmel.
You love – Love, he's your favorite person on the planet.
Weird Al's best guy in the world.
Why wouldn't you want him?
I saw Weird Al a few weeks ago, and I had a chance to have a private moment with him. And...
Oh, so this is all about you, not the listeners.
No, yes, that's accurate. That is accurate.
Bean will not allow us to do
I'm uncomfortable with the attention, you guys.
And
I really
to be
am.
Clear,
yes.
You're still set with November 7th being
that
your
is my
last day.
Day, yes. Mm-hmm.
And nothing leading up to it, you will not allow any surprises. We know that.
I do not like surprises.
So no party, no nothing.
I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to preserve my mental health because this entire experience is stressful enough for me.
A lot of anxiety.
It's very stressful. Mm-hmm. It really is. And I'm also very uncomfortable with the attention because the attention shouldn't be on me. The intention should be on the rest of you guys and our great listeners that are continue this journey going on, hopefully for many, many more
and
years.
And it will be, but we're just ending 30 years, so it makes sense people would want to...
I am being ambushed right now.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I'm being ambushed.
Because Jensen and Allie and myself and everybody else, it's all everybody's texting us and
emailing us. I've been a fan almost, my whole life.
Yeah. I mean, so it does make
and
sense.
And that's very kind. And I appreciate it. And I have been hearing from a lot of listeners who have been sending emails and tweets and things like that saying, hey, we're really going to miss you. And it's very touching, and I mean it.
So one day next week.
I don't need to see it in person.
Say next Thursday, your last day.
No!
No, not next Thursday. The Thursday after.
Thursday after. Good. Thank you. So he said no on next Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. That was planned,
yes.
Kevin.
Yes,
well
sure.
done.
What I'm saying is there's no formal goodbye event planned, and that is that.
But
is,
everybody's asking
that
us
is
when
not,
it is.
That is not, that has nothing to do with the generosity of people that I work with and the station and the listeners who have all offered to do something like that. It's just not something that I'm comfortable with.
Right, and then everybody says, of course.
But I'm serious.
But what are we
gonna... People do think that. People,
yes.
I have ran into and they go, yeah, no, absolutely. What are you guys going to do, though?
See, right.
It is sort of a thing.
And I run into this all the time with, like, I'm going to be in New Orleans in a couple weeks on my birthday by myself. And my wife's like, oh, I'm so sad. I'm not going to be with you for your birthday. And I'm like, I don't care about birthdays.
That's not a round number, right?
I mean, I really don't.
It's not.
Those are the only ones that count.
Right.
I'm not into being the focus of
different.
Attention.
This is
it's
different.
Not different
it's different than a birthday.
30 years of being in people's homes, in their cars, everything. You mean a lot to people. So you can understand that people want a moment.
Look,
with
you've
you.
Also
you get that,
appreciated
right?
on many, many, many occasions how incredibly grateful the listeners are.
They're very sweet.
Very sweet to you. I mean,
but here's the other thing that I'll say, and this is being sincere.
So we should do that.
This is being sincere and being serious. Mm-hmm. Look, no one loves people on the radio more than I do, right?
Right.
Right.
I'm a radio junkie my whole life.
Yeah.
I know what it's like to be obsessed with a radio show forever.
Do you know what it's like to be obsessed with a radio guy that doesn't care about you?
It's not that I don't care. I do
By
care.
The way, he probably does, actually. Let's be honest about radio TV.
He sure does, yeah.
But I will also say this, as sincere as I believe people are, people will move on, and
that doesn't mean I don't want to say things.
But I will be forgotten so quickly.
Hopefully,
remember
what I'm saying is,
remember when Rick Dees left, and everybody was like, "Oh my God, Rick Dees is the end of an era."
No
and
one
like
said
2
that.
Weeks later, nobody even remembered Rick Dees. Mark and Brian came and went, the biggest radio show of all time. At one point,
we hear you talking,
and then I'm saying,
but we also hear our listeners saying, but then, seriously, when can we say thank you and goodbye?
But then people just move on and they listen to the next group of chuckleheads.
That's going
to
happen anyway. It doesn't matter.
Still want a moment. They just do.
Just a moment.
Yeah. But the moment is that we're enjoying this time together in my final
Are
10
we?
Shows. Yes, we're enjoying. The moment is that I'm here and I'm on the radio.
But I just
and
want to say again.
Yes.
That everyone hears that. Mm-hmm. And then they say, right, of course.
Yeah.
But when are we going to do something?
Like, how fun would the Beanie Roast have been? Where
that was
we
one
have
of the pitches.
Jimmy Kimmel host it, and right. then all of your favorite comics are up there just doing jokes. Your Jimmy Pardo's, mm-hmm. your Brian Callen's.
All things
all
you love.
All the people you love.
I enjoy all of those people, uh-huh. and I would prefer to see them doing content that doesn't have anything to do with me.
Oh, Bean.
I'm a poor subject matter for this, is
you
what I'm
are
saying.
Not.
We're not asking you if you think you're a good subject matter. We're hearing from listeners that are like,
I know.
When can we at least say goodbye or thank you or anything?
What I would ask the listeners to do is continue to listen
right.
to mm-hmm. the show.
Right. Okay, fine.
After
but
I'm
when
gone,
can they say thank you?
Continue to support. You say thank you by continuing to support my friends. Okay. We're going to go on and make a bigger and better show after. Look, you guys are finally getting rid of the dead weight here. Now's the time.
Sure.
Now's the time you should be looking at this going, finally, this show's going to, you're going to get enough altitude to take it off the boat is what you're going to be doing.
Sure.
As a great man once said.
He sure
so
did.
That's
sure.
what the listeners can do for me as a thank you to me is to continue to support you
but
guys.
Seriously, nothing in person at all.
No. That's
what
not...
do I do with this Popemobile? I rented it out for 7 days.
Listen, we could do a one-block parade.
I understand.
One
it
block.
Would be, it would be
I do see how
great.
Funny that is.
Yes.
I do see how.
We'll
yes.
get a convertible, an old classic convertible. We'll yes. put a thing on the side that says, Bean, 30 years, thank you. One block, and
you're
we're
right.
done.
Guys, you do have to wear a sash, but other than that.
Just got
a tiara,
an email
right?
yeah. from a listener named Jorge that... references something that Bean was so into.
Uh-oh.
Remember storming Area 51?
Right.
I want to see them aliens.
He's creating a Facebook group to storm the K-Rock studios.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, Bean is never here.
That's right.
So you're just going to be storming us, but we will give you his address because that worked out well the last time.
Yes.
DJ gave out his address.
We genuinely want to do something, and
yeah.
so do the listeners.
But here's what's great about me, you guys. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what I like about me.
Yeah?
Okay.
I continue to disappoint to the very last day.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:52.
Ramon Vega from Los Angeles, you guys. He's going to be there tomorrow night at the K-Rock Halloween Costume Ball at the Fonda Theater. We continue to give away tickets all the way up until 7 p.m.
People at the Halloween Ball can say thank you and goodbye.
I'm not going to be there.
Oh.
I'm not going to be there.
Oh.
Every time you hear a song by Blink-182, just be like Ramon, pick up the phone, be caller 20, and you win your way in. He also says, go Galaxy. Okay, I don't know what that means, but I guess...
It means go Galaxy.
Moving on to the next round, I guess?
I mean, not technically.
For the playoffs, it sounds like he was making a...
Maybe it was go home Galaxy?
Sort of.
Like in parentheses
wow.
or whatever?
Sort of lost last night.
Really, I misunderstood because it sounded like he was saying that they would be moving on to the next round.
Maybe go on vacation?
It was a great game, but we got beat. Okay, so let's move on.
I mean, don't say we, because...
I'm part of the team.
We didn't.
Yes, because some people
yeah,
are
my team
celebrating their
won.
Teams.
Yeah, she's still in her face paint.
Thank you.
The logos and the colors.
Lifelong team. Hey, Allie, this is, as you know, one of my very, very favorite What's My Jam segments of the whole week, because it's Fry-yay at about the right time.
It's a What's Happening segment, and it's That's My Jam.
That's right, yes.
yes.
That is the terminology.
So obviously it's your favorite.
I love it so much.
It's so good.
And he's already checked out.
He sure has.
And let me just say, Debbie, I'm a huge fan of yours.
All right. This is the part of the show. We do this on Friday where we link you to our That's My Jam playlist. You can go to @KevinandBean on all of our socials, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Find our playlist and just click follow, and you are going to get new music every single week from every single member on the Kevin and Bean Show, because we like all sorts of different music, and this is our chance to kind of showcase some new stuff that maybe you haven't heard of, or something that just came across our playlist, and we thought to ourselves, hey, that's my jam. Hence, the name of our playlist.
See how
it
do
all
that?
Works?
Yeah.
Excellent.
By the way, thank you for those who do follow Allie's advice and subscribe. We got over 100 new subscribers last week for the That's My Jam playlist, and we get such good feedback from people who are like, you know, I'm tooling around on the weekend or something like that. It's a six-hour playlist. I just hit shuffle, and I'm introduced to so many songs I didn't know.
It's so diverse.
I love it. I love it.
I promise you'll like 80% of them.
And I promise that 50% of them sound exactly the same from Kevin picking them.
Well,
it's
Kevin,
the same song every week, but it's just a different person.
Prove
it's a different song
wrong.
For me.
It
prove
is
him wrong.
Your song. You're up first.
The band is New Dialogue. Mm-hmm. Have you guys heard of them?
No.
This is strange because you think in the United States, you know, you go, oh, I live in Tulsa and I want to make it in music. So I'm going to go to Los Angeles and I'm going to start a band. I'll meet people. This woman, Ella, came from Istanbul.
Oh.
And she said,
that's it. I want to get in a band and I'm going to be in one. And she met all the other members here in Los Angeles.
Istanbul, not Constantinople?
File it.
They might be giants. I'll allow it.
Already filed.
Wow. Yeah.
We already have a full file of just bean takebacks. We're going to have to add that to it. They've been together for 2 years. This song is called Neon Ocean. It's the band New Dot.
Wow. Is that how it starts?
I turned the mic off.
Yeah, but ours are on.
Sorry, I had
to
cough.
You just coughed into a handkerchief and there's blood there.
There's blood.
Yeah, it's coming up, man.
Okay, the band is New Dialogue. My song is Neon Ocean.
He showed me.
Somebody's going to be
using
that
song. Is that the same
song
as I picked?
It kind of, you have a 21 Pilots vibe to it. I want to say Imagine Dragons, but it's not. But it's like, you have a big, yeah, it is.
I do right. have a, I do have basic
no.
music taste.
No, I don't think that's true.
I do think that's true, and right. I'm fine with it.
I just think they sound similar. Okay. In a good way, you have a taste.
I think Kevin's head is a neon ocean, and he just related to it. I think that's beautiful,
That song
Kevin.
Is going
to
end up on a TV show, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. In a dramatic scene.
Or at the beginning of a big sporting event, and everyone's running out in slow motion to it. I can see it. Absolutely. Great song.
That is.
Bean.
Thank you, fake people.
Interesting.
No. I'm more saying they sound like, I think it's a good sound.
Okay. Interesting that Jensen should bring up 21 Pilots because they are my pick this week.
Oh.
Now you're thinking, how can you pick 21 Pilots? You guys play 21 Pilots on K-Rock all the time. Why is it that's my jam? Well, you know their song, The Hype, that's currently a big hit here on the K-Rock playlist.
Yes.
They have re-recorded it as they have been doing with a number of their songs this year. They were in Berlin for Lollapalooza and they decided, hey, let's go into the studio and let's re-record it in a minor key as a ballad. It's a completely different song, and I love when groups reinterpret their own material in different ways. This is not a remix. This is a re-recording of 21 Pilots. You think you know The Hype? Check out this version.
It might take some friends and a warmer shirt, but you don't get thick skin without getting
nice to know my.
That version too.
Great.
Dig it.
To me, it sounds like a different band. It's an R&B song.
You like
you
it more.
You almost always have to go, another artist will take it and reinterpret it
that way.
That's right. They actually did that.
The Berlin mix of The Hype, that's my jam.
That's very cool.
I like it.
I dig it. This week, I'm picking someone who, back in February of this year, I picked another one of his songs. I am a huge Rex Orange County fan. I think he's awesome. He's almost like a modern-day Randy Newman at times. He's 21 years old. He showed up on a Tyler, the Creator album, helping with production and lyrics, and ever since then, he's caught the attention of a lot of people. He had a new album come out today called Pony, and I already am about 3/4 of the way done and love it, but I wanted to pick the second single from the album. No, it is not Genuine.
Yeah. I love it, Jensen.
You said it's Pony.
Great. I love it.
Also, put your shirt back on, Kev. All right, the song I picked is called Pluto Projector.
I don't think so. I don't think I'm meant to understand myself. Maybe you do, and that's good for you. Maybe in time, maybe one day, I'll do the same.
Gotta be honest, I love that.
Yeah.
Jensen, I feel like
we're having
Jensen,
a slow jam off. Maybe.
Jensen either picks raps or really angsty young men.
That's my wheelhouse.
I appreciate it.
Those
yeah.
are my two favorite things in the world.
And if I could add Daddy Likey.
We wish you didn't. That didn't help.
Yeah.
Didn't help. Right. I will also say, while you're there, he does have a duet with Randy Newman that is very good. They do the You Got a Friend in Me, and you can listen to it on any streaming service.
I'm about to turn this playlist.
That was two picks, by the way. It's not allowed.
Just something you could do.
Okay. On its head.
Yes.
Because you guys know how much I love the Righteous Gemstones.
Yes.
And when I saw the episode where Uncle Baby Billy Walton Goggins, who was in yesterday, mm-hmm. and Amy Lee, played by Jennifer Nettles from Sugarland, performed a song and clogged during it. I could not get...
Is this it?
It is not it.
Okay.
I couldn't get this song out of my mind, and I literally, there's one lyric in it that's running through the house with a pickle in my mouth, and I bought pickles the next day. Like, I couldn't get this song out of my head. Here, again, not
is this,
it.
Is this
again,
it?
Not it.
No?
Esquire said, it's a crime against television and music, and it's perfect. It was written by Edie Patterson, who plays Judy Gemstone on the show, who is by far the breakout of that show. So good. Danny McBride and then composer Joseph Stevens took 3 hours to write what I consider the bop of the year. It's a fake country slash Christian song that sounds so real, like something that actually existed before the show. It is called Misbehavin'.
Teacher said don't, but I said it anyway, misbehaving.
Preacher said no, if you do, you're gonna pay misbehaving.
Kicking and spitting and cussing out loud.
Running through the house with a pickle in my mouth.
Playing in the street, look at me outside of waving. Just two little kids out there misbehaving. We thought we was just messing around till we met that man in the thorny crown. Taught us that tricks and mischief things to Satan.
Name that Green Day title.
I think that's just a song. I don't even think it's like a comedy song.
It sounds like it's real and it's wonderful. It is called Misbehavin'. It is on Spotify on our playlist called That's My Jam, you guys. It is wonderful. I love it. And there's a bunch of birthdays. We'll talk about them later because it's 8:02.
How's it hanging? I'm David Pumpkin. I'm gonna scare the heck out of you.
Guys,
let's let it play.
That I'm sorry.
Let it go. Is that enough? Okay.
Okay, David S. Pumpkins time. It is Halloween, as
play
you
it
know.
Again.
I'm David S. Pumpkins.
I hope that Tom Hanks finds his way to make a surprise appearance this week or next on SNL.
Would be good.
Yeah,
David S. Pumpkins. Has to. Be cool, right? It is Halloween time, and I know that there are many people who are listening right now. Perhaps you are one who is thinking, "Oh my God, Halloween is next Thursday."
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a costume.
Right.
How do they say it?
I don't have a costume.
Okay.
But the good news is...
By the way, our party is Saturday night.
Yeah,
and there's a costume contest. Yes. You can win $5,000 and a TCL TV.
And yes. People go all out.
Yes. Oh, they really do. The good news is, and Allie, you tell me if I'm wrong, if this is a generalization, if you're a young lady, all you have to do is take any costume you want and just open the top up a little bit, show a little boob, and now you've got a sexy Chernobyl nuclear engineer.
Absolutely,
you can be a sexy anything.
Sexy fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's how it works.
I mean,
that is how Halloween has worked forever, and I hope it works forever. Forever.
Everybody knows Halloween is just a free pass for girls to dress like sluts. They just have to call it a costume.
I mean, essentially, that's what we're dealing with.
I mean, let's not use the word slut.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think the word sexy is better.
I agree.
Right?
Look, nobody's saying it's bad. Nobody's saying it's not a great thing. It's the best thing about the Halloween season.
Sort of, except we should put our foot down at a certain point when people are making, like, sexy Shrek. You know what I mean?
No.
Depends on what they look like.
Let the Scottish Shreks be happy about their big bazoombas. I've said that for years. Here's the thing. People lost their minds when a sexy Mr. Rogers costume came out.
Like, that's hilarious.
How dare you besmirch the good name of Mr. No, it's just a hot chick dressed as Mr. Rogers with some, you know, short little panties
but
on.
You get, but
everything's fine.
But you get the point that there's nothing sexier than, nothing less sexy than Mr. Rogers.
You didn't see the picture I saw.
No, I didn't.
She
How about
made
some make-believe about hose.
Okay. See, there he's in. He's in right there.
Right?
What about the Popeye's chicken sandwich? It's so popular, sold out everywhere. How about the sold-out chicken sandwich costume?
Love it.
It's essentially just looks like a bathing suit where the middle looks like the burger and then the top is a bun, bottom's a bun, and it says sold out on it. But when you look like her,
Oh, that does work.
See, it does work. Does work. I'm passing around the picture. It works.
And by the way, I see there she's brought thighs, she's brought breasts, she's brought all the pieces of the chicken.
You're the worst. Check out these biscuits. Here's where I kind of go, okay, this is stupid. When you see the sexy mustard bottle.
Listen, I hate mustard, but there's nothing wrong with that costume.
The sexy Chinese takeout. Okay. A lot of people think leave the sexy out of the kid type costumes.
I would hope
you
so.
You don't like the Shrek.
Sexy Shrek.
Can I interest you in sexy Minion?
No, I don't want to know.
Can I interest you in sexy Chucky?
You're See, asking right? all I of mean, these wait, because just, they are a thing.
They
just
are
so
a thing.
It's out there.
Every
to me,
single thing I'm talking about is a thing.
That's but, redundant, though, sexy Chucky.
Okay.
Yeah, just obviously. So you
you're
know.
Right, you're right. Right.
But I mean, do people make a point, though, if they say don't sexualize a Disney character like an Ariel or a mm-hmm. Frozen? What's that girl's name? Ellie?
Elsa.
Like, mm-hmm. you don't want a sexy Elsa, right?
What about a sexy Big Bird, Bean?
Yes,
go
please.
On.
Mm-hmm. What about sexy Hogwarts? Like, you could be whatever school that you...
Yeah, the big building?
You're just a building. But you pick whichever, you know, one you're... What
oh,
is,
my God.
What
I just saw... Guys, I just Googled sexy Elsa costume. It's absolutely
real?
Insane. Yeah,
they're all real.
All of these are real.
That's a girl in a blue bikini.
It's just a girl in a
and
blue
by the
bikini.
Way, we're going to take your calls 1-800-520-1067 on sexy Halloween costumes.
Are we looking for what contest have what costume? Excuse me, have you sexified? Is that what we're looking for here?
Sure. Or what you plan on doing, or what you've seen? I mean, just in general, what craziness is going on with? And should we stop this?
No,
oh, absolutely
let,
not.
Why am I the only
wear,
one standing?
Because
you're a square, Daddy.
I'm not a square. No, I just think it's not creative at this point. Like,
you're mad
creative.
At how creative it
I'm
is.
Like,
well, F off.
I like creepy ass costumes. Wear be a vampire.
Then you be a vampire.
I will, but everyone should do it.
Don't tell people what they can and can't wear.
What's wrong with a sexy vampire?
Why don't you shut up, narc?
I just think it's stupid. I think it's a dumb. It's just you being like, I want to wear a swimsuit. Just dress as a swimmer. Just dress as your... I'm going to the beach
Fine
today.
With that, too.
Okay,
Fine.
So you're telling me, as you guys are, you love the show The Walking Dead.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You're not interested in sexy Rick Grimes?
No,
it
I'm
exists!
Not.
It's real! That one made me laugh.
I'm not interested.
Listen.
Sexy zombies? They have those?
I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard anything that I disapprove of yet.
No.
Yeah,
except
there
for the little
go.
Kid stuff. Yeah, that I disapprove of. But everything else, yes.
Okay. Well, you guys, I hope you have a great time on Halloween.
I mean,
hiding all your costumes from children.
You're not coming over because what was he? A square daddy O?
Yes, he's a square daddy O.
Got all those jazz cigarettes.
How did it happen, by the way, that this became a thing? That
yeah, I don't know.
Ladies would turn any costume into a sexy costume. How did it happen?
I don't know, but it's wonderful.
I don't know. Probably
you know, like,
because
congratulations to whoever came up with this.
Maybe women just one day were like, "Wait, I'm allowed to feel sexy and be hot
one day a year."
Stop
it, that's not true. Thanks. They can do it any night.
Yeah, obviously not, because you're already telling them they can't do
no,
it on
I'm
this
being,
night.
I'm being even more
Jensen,
liberated.
Make up your mind. Do you want women to have rights or not?
No.
Okay. I mean,
that was not the answer we thought we
figured,
were going to get.
We
but
no,
out.
I do. I want him to have it every night, not just the night that they have
okay,
to dress
fine.
Up.
Okay,
you
sexy Bob the Builder.
You
he wants a sexy minion on a Tuesday.
Fine with that.
Got it.
We're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. What costume have you made sexy? What sexy costumes have you seen? What are your thoughts on it? Sexy RBG, by the way. Any problems with that?
Again, redundant.
Okay,
yeah.
Good point.
We'll take your calls. 1-800-520-1067. You know what we forgot to talk about because we're bad?
What's that?
Coming up next, we're going to give away tickets to Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast mm-hmm. with Green Day.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we're looking for fan songs.
That is correct.
We mentioned it 4 hours ago.
We
and
mentioned
then,
it about 45 minutes ago, right.
And then we forgot. And so we're telling you now, in about 10 minutes, we're going to look for Green Day fan songs. So you
yes.
come up with whatever you want. Rap,
this is your last
song,
chance, right?
Last chance.
This
yeah.
is the last pair of tickets to join us for the HD Radio Sound Space Breakfast with Green Day. You get to hear the band perform live and also help us interview the group. We're going to take some sexy Halloween costume calls, and then we'll clear the lines and look for you. Why do you need to be the recipient of the final pair of tickets for Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast with Green Day? You can call us at 1-800-520-1067 right after we take these calls. All right. We're getting a lot of feedback on the Halloween costumes are too sexy topic, uh-huh. which mm-hmm. is not our opinion at all. We think Halloween costumes are
well,
just sexy enough.
Not me. I don't agree.
Jensen doesn't like women that have
no.
their own ideas about what to
That's
wear.
That's not true. I think
That's what I heard.
I think it's unimaginative. I think that you're just basically going off what everyone
then
else wears.
Then don't dress sexy.
Here's what Jensen texted in under a different name from the 323. Sexy costumes and their lack of imagination have to go. It's Halloween, not Halloween.
Hey-o.
Is what Jensen probably texted in.
No, let's just say that's a dude that hates chicks having their own ideas, or it's a chick that ain't sexy. Boom.
Right, get right back to your calls at 1-800-520-1067, and we'll start with Gracie.
Yep.
Gracie's on the line up next.
Hey, Gracie.
My boyfriend looks quite a bit like Bill Skarsgård, and we love the It movie, It too. So
what's happening?
Are you a sexy scuba diver?
Yeah.
are you being
Wait,
kidnapped?
Casey, are you okay?
Yeah, we're not making out what you're saying. I'm so sorry, Gracie.
Are you sexy teacher from the Peanuts?
I don't know. Is this any better? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, there you are, Gracie.
Just real quick, what's the costume you and your man are going as?
So he's going to be Pennywise. I'm going to be a sexy Georgie.
All right.
See?
Sexy Georgie.
Are you just going to wear like a raincoat with very little under it?
Basically. So what I'm going to do is the raincoat, and then it's going to be open. Under it, I'm going to be wearing a white crop top that says clown bait, and then just a white mini.
Will you get out of the water for this party?
Also, I guess she'll have two balloons instead of just the one.
Muggs is looking for a costume.
Yes. I need
Muggs,
one. I like
Pennywise,
it.
Pennywise, Georgie.
But can I be like that. Sexy Jim from Pennywise, the band?
Okay, I mean, I like it.
My
Why
God,
do you have
you're
to ruin
stupid.
This? Gracie was so good, and you had to ruin it.
I don't hate it.
Before we talk to Muggs, let's talk to Jackie real quick. Line 7, Van Nuys, up next on K-Rock.
Hey, Jackie.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. So the right woman can make any costume sexy. What are you going as for Halloween this year?
I am going to go as a sexy frying pan.
There it is.
Oh. Okay,
Hold on.
I thought you said a sexy frying pan.
Yes, that is what I said.
And how did the, where is this coming from?
Well, I think it's just so funny to be something sexy that isn't really sexy.
Speak for yourself, first of all.
Have you never seen me make chicken?
Also, I'm going to guess, can I guess something? Does the frying pan have two eggs in it, kind of with the
Boom!
Yolk?
Yeah!
Oh, Jensen, that is a great idea.
There you go.
See, Kevin, that's creative and imaginative.
I helped her out.
Listen, we'd like to be able to judge as well. We can't without a picture.
Pictures,
yeah, if
right?
you could send a picture
so
of Jackie,
saying,
that'd be great.
Sexy frying pan. I love it. Thank you. Whoops. Is that the right button?
Wrong one.
I felt like it was.
Still works.
It says here, line 6, the name is Lai. Is that possible? Lai
Layla.
From L.A.?
Lila?
Oh, it's not
God.
Lai from
is
L.A.
It
it's Lila. I see.
Wow.
He got it wrong.
How are you?
Is it ready?
Hi,
good.
Hi Lila from Burbank. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Sexy what?
I was a sexy loofah.
Wow. A sexy loofah, you guys.
A sexy loofah.
Yes.
And how did that go over?
It went great, except when guys came up to me and they were like, hey, I'm really dirty. Can you wash me?
Well, I mean.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, you got to go for it.
Bean's about to defend.
You don't have to go
you
for it.
You got to go for
no,
it.
No, you really don't.
And I'm sorry that I did quarter you that way. I apologize, Lila. Thank you for the call. Sexy loofah for the win.
I got my own liquid soap.
Let's go.
Oh,
way too far. Let's go to Carlos, line 4, please. He's in Venice. Apparently, his girlfriend came up with a great sexy Halloween costume.
Hey, Carlos.
Hey, good morning, Bean. We're going to miss you. This is Santa Monica!
Yeah!
All right!
I hope that's
awesome.
Not the final one,
Bean. I'm so glad I was here for that. That's fantastic. All right, Cindy up next, line 2, Lakewood. Cindy, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Congratulations on your retirement, Bean.
Not retirement, thank you.
No, it's death. All right, PB.
He's dead to us.
You're talking about sexy Halloween costumes. What do you got in mind?
I just wanted to let you guys know that when I moved out here from Chicago 20 years ago, well, more than 20 years ago, actually, one of the things I was excited about was being able to wear sexy costumes without wearing a jacket.
Yeah,
all right.
Of course.
Right?
Like a heavy coat and gloves and everything?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I mean, that was worth the move, right?
Absolutely.
What have been your greatest hits? Have you done some greatest costumes?
You said
yeah,
hits with
but
an
not
H.
Sex- mm-hmm. Well, at that time, it was just mostly like being like a hula girl and that kind of stuff. So nothing back then. But
all right, well, still
I've had some great costumes over the years. Whoopee cushion, Rubik's Cube, Million Dollar Baby Girl.
Oh, my God.
Sexy, you made good choices.
A sexy Rubik's Cube.
Yes.
I love it.
That's fantastic.
Beer Mug, what's going on with you?
Well, I don't know what I still don't know what I'm going to be because, you know, the Halloween party's tomorrow, but a sexy Rubik's Cube, I mean, just caught my attention.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think you can pull that off.
Are you looking for sexy? Is that what you're going for?
Hell yeah. Well, I'm already sexy, so
would
whatever
line,
I put on
would line
is already
one
that.
Be a good suggestion for Beer Mug? Melissa?
Yes? Hi.
Hi there. So, what did you dress as that's sexy?
Well, I don't dress sexy anymore, and which is why it's funny to me, because I'm like a mom, and I'm in the PTA and stuff now.
All right.
But in my
sexy
20s,
PTA lady.
Right?
Oh, I
yeah.
like it.
That's a great costume.
It's sexy lunch in lady my, while we're at it.
In my 20s, I dressed up as, I mean, I went like full boy Playboy Bunny 1 year.
Okay.
But I think, you know. I also was a sexy Ghostbusters girl one
oh,
year.
Love
Beer
it.
Mug.
Sexy Ghostbusters.
Sexy Ghostbusters.
Oh, oh, sexy
I was also a sexy Raggedy Ann doll, which was probably the most basic. But I think the best one, this was the last year I dressed sexy. I was a sexy raccoon.
Oh, Kevin,
sexy raccoon.
You hate raccoons, but you'd be so into that.
You're very torn.
I've never seen a sexy raccoon, though.
Right.
So
yeah.
That changes my mind completely.
By the way, Melissa, you can just because you're a mom doesn't mean you can't still be sexy, by the way.
No, I mean, I just can't rock the, like, short, tight, you know. But I did in my 20s, and I'm glad that I did, you know. Back then, I had a flat tuck.
I respect it. By the way, even the S word.
Thank you for calling. Happy Halloween. By the way, we saw Muggs dressed as Britney Spears in April Fool's. This. There's
oh,
you. I mean,
great.
That was a great costume.
You already have that.
Yeah,
yes.
That.
And I've given you my Princess Leia costume.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. He
all right.
So many
everybody.
Costumes.
Dude has costumes coming out of his ass, and he can't figure out what to go as.
Go No, I don't know what I'm going to be.
Go forth and be sexy, you guys, for Halloween. We have to clear the lines, unfortunately, right now, but this is going to be fun because it's our very last pair of tickets that we have for Kevin Bean's last breakfast, this time with Green Day, HD Radio Soundspace. For God's sakes, they're a stadium-filling band all of 2020. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get to see them with like 100 people. We are looking for you if you're a Green Day fan right now, 18 and up only, please, for this competition at 1-800-520-1067. Kevin, what are the parameters for Green Day fan songs?
Anything that you want to do. You can rap, you can sing. It doesn't have to be a parody of a Green Day song.
No.
It could just be anything that you want.
Just original lyrics, right?
Yes, original lyrics. And why should you go over everyone else?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're really looking for hardcore Green Day fans this time around,
yes.
Because this is literally the last pair of tickets to get into our breakfast with. So 1-800-520-106. We have established a terrific tradition over decades of the Kevin and Bean Show of our Breakfast With series, which is big band, tiny place, couple of hundred K-Rock listeners, sometimes fewer, get a chance to help us interview the band, hear some live music. We've done them with some of the biggest bands in the world, and this time around is no exception. Our Breakfast with Green Day is the last Kevin and Bean breakfast, although the feature will continue in 2020 with y'all.
Yes.
But this is the last pair of tickets we have to give away, you guys. So we're looking for hardcore Green Day fans, 1-800-520-1067. We want your Green Day fan songs.
Green Day fan songs. Green Day fan songs. Green Day fan songs is on Beans Dying. Green Day fan songs.
I'm fine.
Green Day fan songs. Green Day fan songs is on R.I.B. Beans. Green Day fan songs. Green Day fan songs. Green Day fan songs is on.
Who gets penis slapped?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. So it can be original, it can be a parody, it can be rock, it can be rap. Just you love Green Day and you need to be there. We'll just do it battle rap style or battle style, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
So if you're the best, you stay on the line. If somebody comes along and unseats you, we say goodbye and Jeff is up first.
All right. Jeff in Garden Grove, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You are our first contestant. Let's hear what you got.
All right, great. Here I go.
I mean, you are. I mean, you technically are the winner right now.
He's in.
Technically, you're in the lead.
Is he the same guy that did it last time?
Are you the
I might be named Cody.
Okay. All right.
Same guy.
Okay.
Amazing.
Cody's having
amazing.
A lot of fun with his own sound bites.
Sure is.
All right, Cody, you hang on. Let's meet contestant number two, shall we?
Is that guy available after November 7th?
Daniel, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. When you're looking for fan songs, what do you got?
I got a sort of like a spoof on American Idiot.
Okay. Oh, okay. Fantastic. Let's hear it.
All right, cool. I want to see Kevin the American Idiot. Doesn't know what blue or red is. Can you hear Bean being creepy? The dessert makes him sleepy. Welcome to Breakfast with Green Day. I want to hear Billy scream, hey, it'll be the best day of my life. British radio is your dream of tomorrow. You leaving is a hard pill to swallow, but that's enough to argue. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's very good.
He's in the lead.
Goodbye, Cody.
Very good. Sorry, Cody. Thank you.
Sorry, Cody, Tony.
All right, Allie. Enough
yeah, we
you.
Heard it.
All right. Who's next to challenge Daniel for the throne? Next is Andy in Bellflower. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Andy, I got to tell you, Daniel got the room to tear up a little bit.
I know, he's so sweet.
His sensitive and sincere Green Day tribute. What are you going to be performing for us?
All right, it's kind of a parody of Time of My Life.
Okay, so. All right, good luck.
All right, I'm embarrassed. Here we go. It's the last breakfast with, because Bean is going to die. And when you kick the can, I'm sure I'm going to cry. I really want to go because I love your show. I have been listening since before I grew pubes. Bean, we know you're going to leave. It still doesn't feel right. Thank you for the best radio show of my life.
Yeah. That was moving awesome. On. Sorry, Daniel.
Oh. Well, wait. We've got a vote,
that's
dude.
My vote is what I'm saying. Wow. I'm moving on. Sorry, Daniel.
Okay.
Gosh, it's hard
I
for
like Andy, too.
I like Andy a lot.
I think I like Andy better.
I love you guys. Oh. I like you guys so much. Bean, we're going to miss you, man.
All right. Let's not overdo it.
Let
thank
them
you.
Throw you a party. Come
thank
on.
You. Thank you. You're very close to not coming to this party, okay?
So Andy or Daniel?
I think Andy is moving on. I'm sorry, Daniel, because your American Idiot was terrific, too. Okay. A lot of competition here.
Yeah. Stop.
You have to let it go, Allie. Anna in Highland Park. Good morning.
Good morning.
Anna?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you going to be doing for us?
Sorry, I got scared. I'm going to be doing a parody of Hitchin' a Ride, also dedicated to Bean leaving.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
Hey, Bean, oh, where you headed? Why you in a hurry? We don't want you to go, oh, no. But, hey, since you're leaving, and I love Green Day, won't you please let me go to the show? Please, 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 please.
Okay.
Okay, big finish.
Didn't stick the ending.
Didn't stick the ending. But she did very well.
Yes. I thought so, too. That was good.
We appreciated the effort.
My vote is Andy.
I think I'm an Andy, too. An Andy
I
head
mean, we
also.
Have to remember that Andy said pubes, it didn't rhyme.
Right.
He
remember
did.
That.
Yeah.
And he nailed it.
Anna, you're awesome. Thank you. We
thank
apologize.
You. Sorry,
we're going to move on.
It's battle style. We have to choose. All right, mm-hmm. Let's try Albert up next on K-Rock. Albert, a lot of competition there for the final pair of Breakfast with Green Day tickets. What are you going to be performing for us?
Hey, hey, hey. I'm going to do a parody of Basket Case.
Okay, love it. Let's hear it.
All right. Kevin and Bean, give me some tickets, please. I'd really love to see the last Green Day show. I have been a fan since 1994. I've tipped to them on my back, and I'll do it again. I'd even feed Beer Mug if I had to, or even drive on Zero. I'm the biggest fan, you know. Trust me, I can't prove it. The rest of the guy stuck, and the yelling song didn't work.
And he did the full song, which
yes,
I appreciate.
Yeah. Plus an encore.
Albert, you're awesome. Thank you for calling.
He put a lot of work into it.
I agree.
Are we still Team Andy?
That was great.
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think we're Team Andy.
All right, we're running out of time here. If we only chose one more, who would it be? Would it be Ross?
Sure.
Ross, let's try Ross.
Hey,
Ross.
Ross,
final contestant here. Andy is the man to beat for these tickets for Green Day. What are you going to be performing for us?
I'm going to do Time of Your Life and do a little parody here.
All right. Mm-hmm. Please enjoy.
I've seen Green Day 50 times. Please make it 51. I swear I'll know more lyrics there than anyone. I tried 1,000 times to win. I swear it's true. Now let me come and watch Green Day perform with you. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. Please make this the 51st best day of my life.
Is that a true story that you've seen Green Day 50 times?
I've seen every side project. I've seen every breakfast except for this one so far. I've seen it all.
I'm just going to say, I think 50's enough. I mean, honestly.
I don't think you should see anyone 50 times.
So you're saying Ross is greedy.
I think Green Day is sick of you, man. I think if we looked hard, we'd find your picture at the door to the venue.
Yeah, don't let this guy in.
Oh, my gosh. You turned on him so quick.
I mean, look, we are looking. I mean, the very definition of the last pair of tickets goes to the big fan is this guy. You know what I mean? What do you guys think? I mean, this is good.
I think Andy.
I think I'm still Team Andy.
Really?
Yeah.
You went for heart, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ross. You're going to miss this one. Andy, congratulations. You won over the crowd. You're going to be with us for the Kevin and Bean Breakfast with Green Day.
Holy moly. You turned on me fast, Bean. You're breaking my heart.
Right? Right?
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for playing the game.
Green Day Fan Songs is on.
Who gets... Allie's here. Time for What's Happening on Friday morning.
Well, what's happening is we have some new Coldplay, you guys.
Oh, part of the double album?
Yeah. They have a full-length studio album. It's their 8th, by the way. It's going to be divided into 2 halves, Sunrise and Sunset. The set arrives on November 22nd. You guys, new Coldplay, November 22nd. We're going to give you just some snips of their 2 new songs, one of which we're going to play in its entirety next hour.
Oh, all
if
right.
you'd like to hear
so
more.
So this is a snip slip, what we're about to hear.
Oh, man.
I don't hate it. Don't.
You don't hate any of these. You're the problem.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's the clip of the first one, Orphans. Oh, okay. This is not my cousin.
This is it.
I mean, they did say it would be experimental.
My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole.
Yeah.
And he can't eat fiber.
Okay.
What's the atomic weight of mercury?
Can you imagine listening to that and just singing along?
Yeah. And what a great show that'll be. Light up the stadium, too, the way they have in the past. It'll be beautiful.
I thought Chris Martin sounded great.
Yeah, that wasn't Coldplay.
You wanted Orphans?
Yeah, I wanted
Orphans. Oh, I have Orphans.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, this
okay.
is the one that just that Nicole world premiered yesterday on K-Rock. Yes.
Go ahead.
Poop diddy scoop, scoop diddy whoop, whoop diddy scoop dee poop. Poop diddy scoop, scoop dee whoop.
I mean, he did say it was an experimental album.
Gotta
give him a little room to play.
It was actually Omar just pitched up doing a Kanye West song. Oh, that wasn't it.
Wait, you wanted Coldplay?
Yeah, Coldplay Orphans.
Oh,
do you have it?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Awesome.
Hot girls, we have problems too. We're just like you, except we're hot. The world needs to open their eyes.
Is that the wrong clip?
Although,
no, that's right.
Very
that's
the right relatable.
It's from
song.
A different POV. That's the experiment.
No. These are none of these have been Coldplay, you guys.
Oh,
none
okay.
of them. Bean, do you have?
I don't actually. I'm really looking forward to hearing the actual song.
All right. Okay.
I mean, all right. Weird that he ended with this.
I mean, it is.
Okay. It's
very Lion King.
It's Hakuna Matata.
It's very Lion King.
It's very Lion King. The beginning was Coldplay, everybody, just so you know.
If we played that without telling you who it is, I don't think I would have guessed Coldplay ever.
Never. Never.
Yeah.
We're going to hear this song in its entirety next hour, but I also want to play a clip of their other song, Arabesque.
I think that sounds great, but it needs a little more cowbell. Who's with me?
Is that not English?
Oh, I think it is. I think it's in English, yeah.
Do you really?
I do.
Did you get any of those words?
I wasn't paying close attention to the lyrics, but when I heard it yesterday, I thought there were lyrics. Yes, I thought.
Play it again.
Okay,
that's
French. Now it sounds French.
Okay. I thought I was going insane. Well, you just gaslighted me.
Well, no, Bean is now, he's becoming fluent for the move.
So all about the EU. Yeah.
He hears everything in English.
I know that Orphans is the quote-unquote emphasis track, a.k.a. A-side. I love Arabesque, the B-side. I think that's the jam.
Yeah,
I really
do. Obviously paid a lot of attention to
and
it.
It really, that horn solo just goes off in that song, too.
Is
it's
there
very
even
cool.
a horn?
I didn't hear the song. No,
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell.
That guy's right.
Bruce Dickinson.
I'm excited for experimental Coldplay.
I'm excited, too. Mm-hmm. And I wish I spoke French. I'd like to know what Chris Martin is telling me there.
I think it's hot. It's hot. Good. It's tight. Yeah. It's a hit, man, and I like it.
All right.
I'm going to go get it.
Okay.
I'm going to keep it right there.
Well, it's available on streaming services today, along with the new Kanye album, I hear.
Well, eventually.
Yeah. That album, again, out November 22nd. And we're going to play Orphans in its entirety next hour by Coldplay. But I am always excited for new Coldplay. I'll tell you that right
Agreed.
Now. Some birthdays for you. We've got Nancy Cartwright, the voice of Bart Simpson on The Simpsons, Ciara, Craig Robinson, Juan Soto, and a woman that kind of changed the world for us here at Kevin and Bean, Katy Perry. Baby, you're a
firework. Oh, hey, Katy Perry. Come on, firework. You go, girl. Make him go.
How is this still a thing?
Bean.
It will always be a thing.
It was the greatest opening podcast ever. And if you don't continue it, you're nuts.
I don't know. Remember the one that he did on the barge or whatever it is, the ferry? And
That was just a live thing.
All you could hear was noise of the wind. That's
it was just the wind.
That was a Periscope.
That was awesome.
That was Periscope.
You killed Periscope, by the way.
I am not a winner.
You're wonderful and we'd love you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 908.
Every week at this time, we invite you to text us any K-Rock song you like, and we'll play it for you. 1-800-520-1067. We call it Keep It 100.
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
Or 101, 102, we're good with those.
You sure you want to say that, Kevin?
Or 99?
Because there are multiple texts this week for the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. I think this is some sort of tribute to Bean.
That's not going
to
happen.
I'm just saying, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot, multiple requests.
Sorry, I don't have that in our system.
Unfortunately, not Texture 100. Bad. Here's what we almost heard. Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones from Juan in the 714 was Texture number 99. Texture number 101 was Manny from L.A. looking for Jane's Addiction in one of the all-time great K-Rock songs, Stop.
Oh,
but
man.
But you're not going to be hearing either of those. You know why? You want to know why?
But why?
Because John Henry is on the phone right now, who's got something better for us. John Henry, how are you?
I'm doing great. This is awesome. Thanks.
It's awesome for us as well. You are in Koreatown. What's your Friday looking like? What's your weekend looking like?
Well, I'm on my way to work, so hopefully so far so good. Mm-hmm. This is a great start.
Okay.
John Henry, are you French?
French heritage, Metteau, M-A-T-T-E-A-U.
Uh-huh.
That was...
My cousin played for the Vegas Knights and... Oh. San Jose Shark.
Oh, unfortunately, we're going to have to let you go.
I don't even want to hear your song.
Yeah.
Too terrible. Keep that to yourself, dude.
Right?
You did pick the wrong teams. I know. I'm just saying. But if you need to know the name, say it right. You just look up the YouTube for Metteau.
All right. Do you parlez-vous, Jean-Henri?
A little.
Okay.
A little.
All right. Look. I'm not trying to cast aspersions on our caller. I appreciate him listening. I appreciate him texting. Let's wait and hear what song he selected.
That's my point. Okay. He can redeem himself, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and then we can decide what kind of a winner he is.
Okay.
How did you pick the selection for Keep It 100 this week, sir?
Flobots? I think right now it's kind of a...
I'm sorry, hold on a second.
He just said Flobots.
Flobots.
You're funny. You said Flobots. That's so funny. But your song,
what's
your
real pick?
Huh?
I'll tell you what. You didn't pick a Flobot song, so we're going to choose one for you.
Yes. No.
And it's going to be No Handlebars. That's the one we're going to choose for you. Okay.
No. We can overrule him, right?
Here's your Keep It 100. Thanks for listening to K-Rock.
Another Flobot song.
Keep It 100.
Ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars. No handlebars.
Look at me, look at me. Hands in the air like it's good to be alive. And I'm a famous rapper even when the pads are all crooked. I can show you how to do-si-do. I can show you how to scratch a record. I can take apart the remote control, and I can almost put it back together. I can tie a knot in a cherry stem. I can tell you about Leif Erikson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friends are platypus. Me and my friend made a comic book, and guess how long it took. I can do anything that I want, cause look, I can keep rhythm with no metronome.
Nope.
No metronome. No metronome. And I can see your face on the telephone. On the telephone. On the telephone.
Nope.
Look at me, look at me. Just called to say that it's good to be alive in such a small world. I'm all curled up with a book to read. I can make money, open up a thrift store. I can make a living off a magazine. I can design an engine 64 miles to a gallon of gasoline. I can make new antibiotics. I can make computers survive aquatic conditions. I know how to run the business, and I can make you want to buy a product. Movers, shakers, and producers. Me and my friends understand the future. I see the strings that control the system. I can do anything with no resistance, cause I can lead a nation with a microphone. With a microphone, with a microphone. And I can split the atom of a molecule. Of a molecule, of a molecule.
Nope. Trying to overturn a democratic election is what you're trying to do.
Yes,
you're,
I want Russia to help as well.
Seriously, it sounds to me like you're poo-pooing on Jean-Henri's song.
I am.
Yeah, I that's thought a terrible it sounded song. Great. Did I also love you mixing in some nopes and buzzers? Yes, I did.
I enjoyed it very much. Jean-Henri from Koreatown was Texture 100 for Keep It 100 this week. His song was Handlebars, of course, by Flobots. Jensen, you're the rap head here.
Yeah.
You're the Kevin Bean hip-hop correspondent. Would you say that's their greatest song?
I would argue it's their only song.
It's their only song.
Right. But I think Flobots is it's a fun song.
I enjoyed it as well.
It's not not going to be put into the recording hall of fame, but it's good.
Allie, what year were we all about the Flobots here on K-Rock?
We weren't, first of all.
We were.
What year did it come out?
It was a big song, Kevin, and you and I played it hundreds of times.
Doesn't mean we
on
were into
radio.
It, Dean. Doesn't
it
mean
was,
that.
It was early 2000s.
Mm-hmm. Are you asking or are you telling?
I'm kind of asking.
Okay.
She's asking and telling like usual.
Like, 2005, 2006-ish.
All right, you're narrowing it down. Do you have a guess yet?
2006.
That's your final answer.
2005.
Just pick
2006.
One. 2006. It is 2005, ladies and gentlemen. 2005. Thanks again to Jean-Henri for Koreatown. We'll do it again next Friday on Keep It 100. Some of those shows are worth seeking out, by the way. Having Trevor Noah on, having Noah Eagle, the 22-year-old voice of the Clippers.
I mean, just give us more credit than some, though. I mean, I think
well,
something.
70%?
I'm saying Wednesday.
There's something in every show.
I'm saying Wednesday you could have skipped is what I'm saying.
Okay.
But my point is, podcast available at radio.com. What?
It's Wednesday the day you called in sick.
I don't know. I didn't even think about it.
Yes. I just picked a random day.
Was sick.
Was he really?
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe it was Tuesday. I don't know.
Oh,
remember.
No. It might have been Tuesday.
I think it was Tuesday.
Oh, that's okay. So funny.
Anyway, the podcast is worth checking out. We thank all of our many podcast listeners around the world. We appreciate you so much. We're going to close down this Friday with one final look at Allie's What's Happening.
What about a pair of passes to the premiere of Terminator Dark Fate on October 28th at the TCL Chinese Theater, you guys? I don't know if you heard me. It's the premiere of Terminator Dark Fate. You're not seeing it in theaters on November 1st with the rest of the riffraff that's lining up to see it because, honestly, a lot of people are going to see this
movie. I
hope
you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine. Yeah.
At the premiere, sir?
I feel very pumped about some
good acting right there.
I feel like I don't want to sit by you at the premiere, but I will. A pair of passes, again, to the premiere of Terminator Dark Fate on October 28th at the TCL Chinese Theater. Let's just take the first five callers right now at 1-800-520-1067, and you are going to go to the premiere and
this
have a blast.
It is hot in every which way you can think of. It is hot.
All right. Hopefully it won't be as hot then, and you'll just enjoy yourself. Guys, I don't know if this is the most genius or the cruelest thing ever, but it might just be both.
Okay.
A sign for In-N-Out Burger appeared at a commercial site in Bend, Oregon. The town was pumped. They're like, yes, In-N-Out. And then a sign that said, here soon. People are like, how soon? This is the greatest ever. We're getting an In-N-Out in Bend, Oregon. Well, according to In-N-Out's vice president of real estate and development, he said the sign must have been placed there by a prankster or someone just suggesting that we might be opening a restaurant in Bend, Oregon. They have no plans to open an In-N-Out.
That hurts.
That's
yummy.
That is
no, they're
cruel.
Not doing it.
That
they're...
is cruel.
Mm-hmm. But that's what
rough.
If... Now In-N-Out is like, oh man, what
it's a
demand
good location. Yeah,
in
good
Bend,
location.
Oregon. Like every, but the whole city was super pumped. I don't know.
I do want to give shouts to Nick Thune, a great comedian here in LA, who mm-hmm. did that a long time ago in Silver Lake with a Whole Foods sign at that old Circuit City.
And it worked?
Oh my God. They didn't end up opening one, but I mean for
well,
like
that's
a,
what we're saying.
No, normal newspaper reports, LA Times, people reported on Whole Foods coming to this space. And then it was eventually released as a hoax. And it was
you mean something with more journalistic credibility than what's happening on the Kevin and Bean show talking
well,
about
Well, no,
it?
I'm not saying that.
Oh, okay.
They don't have a Pulitzer.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
Thank you. Wait, do I have a Pulitzer?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Where's the outrage there?
Good question. Everyone's like, oh, it's not even Halloween yet. Stop with your Christmas stuff. Meh, meh, meh.
Hey, it's 5/6 Christmas today, you guys.
It absolutely is.
Not a thing.
And let's be honest.
It's a holiday.
I know a lot of you have it in your phone. I know I do. If I show you right now that it is actually...
Oh, no, I definitely trust you.
...in my iCal, I would like
I
to show you.
Definitely believe it.
Countdown to Christmas, Hallmark Channel, begins today, everybody. Mm-hmm. And then I wrote, you know, other cool things this weekend, but that's the number one thing.
Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year.
Okay.
Seems and he won't be round to spread his Christmas cheer.
But we've still got him on
Sounds
5, 6
like a,
Christmas.
A mm-hmm. weird song to play. I bring this up because people get so mad about Christmas early, blah, blah, blah. What if I told you that Walmart has already kicked off its holiday shopping season earlier than ever before? This is to make up for a pretty condensed season because Thanksgiving is falling on November 28th this year. The brand launched its early deals drop at midnight. It includes discounts on things like a Vizio 55-inch smart TV for $398, discounted my first trampolines. I mean, how exciting, right? TVs and
sure.
trampolines. Guys, no, nothing?
Not really.
Yeah,
not really.
He's coming. He's heading our way.
Okay.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's look, the season is here, guys.
All right. You just don't sound that excited.
I'm pumped.
Okay, me too. Also pumped, Popeye's chicken sandwich finally returning.
Is it the sexy Popeye's chicken sandwich?
I hope so. But this article says the sandwich is coming back. 400 new employees will be hired nationwide to deal with the expected influx of customers. It's said that the wildly popular sandwich will be returning in November, but the exact re-release date hasn't been revealed. And don't text me, tweet me, email me about how you can still get sandwiches at your one random Popeyes. I get it. There are sandwiches at certain ones every now and then, but...
This is nationwide.
This is nationwide.
Fortunately, Popeye had a comment.
And that's that. That's all I can stand, because I can't stand no more.
So apparently they're really going to make
you
that chicken available.
Had a Popeye drop.
I did.
I can't imagine you only have one.
Oh, no.
All right, PB.
It is.
He's dead.
Do you guys know how ridiculous it is that listeners have heard us saying, rest in peace, Bean, death is coming, but and he has gotten sicker and sicker?
Yes. I'm not feeling well, you guys.
Oh, well. Okay.
It could be my last Christmas.
Oh, it was George Michael's last Christmas.
I know, right?
You know what? You're gonna die on the 6th, like the way the cops on their last, like, oh, it's my last day. My partner got a teat. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm afraid of.
Last day on duty.
Look, people die all the time when they leave a long-term job or relationship. They just...
The schedule breaks, and then you don't know what to do.
Yeah, you don't know what to do. I mean, I have a schedule, you guys.
Yeah.
I think you mean a schedule.
A schedule. I have a schedule, yes. So,
well, you have, speaking
of, I'd like
of
to
last
hear that with
Christmas.
A British accent.
I have a schedule. Thank I don't, you. I hope I'm not dying.
But you have to live until the movie Last Christmas comes out, because you've been looking forward to that.
I plan to live for the next 40-plus years. I don't have any desire to die. I'm just telling you, my body is telling me something else.
Because you know who's in it, right?
Everyone's in it. Doesn't have an all-star cast? Is the Paul Feig holiday movie?
Yes, it's Emma Thompson and Emilia Clarke, but the lead, the man?
My boyfriend Henry Golding.
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you have live... Before, don't die before Last Christmas comes
I'm
going to
be one of those kids that gets the screening because he's not going to make it to the holiday.
Oh, he's emailing right now. He's like, guys, let me try and get Bean a screening.
You could just get me a screener.
And they can't get him the DVD in time, so Paul Feig explains it to him over the phone, tells him the ending and everything.
Sometime in early November, if you can just tell me how the movie plays out.
I mean, honestly, of all people, Paul would.
He would, yeah.
He totally would.
Just send Henry Golding to my bedside. That's all I'm asking.
All right, that seems
doesn't
like
seem it like
would,
it's too much.
Like it would take a weird turn, and I'm not sure I want to put him through that, you guys. This is, tell me if you have the same thought when you hear the story. Whoopi Goldberg, back in her starring role in Sister Act, the musical. Bean, you can see this because it's going to be happening in London. Mm-hmm. She's a producer. She's going to do the staging, everything. It is set for a limited 39 performance engagement at London's Eventim Apollo.
Okay.
It's going to be 2020, July 29th to August 30th. It coincides with the Views summer hiatus, but... She's not a flyer, right, Whoopi Goldberg?
I think I've heard that, yes.
What, you just take a...
Is she QET-ing it or something?
I don't know. How do you go...
What's that, the cruise?
Yeah, ship, yeah.
Okay. How long is that ship?
I think it's, 5 days or something.
That's what we call the Travis Barker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Wow.
I don't need to see Whoopi Goldberg and Sister Act.
So I will get you two tickets.
I don't need that.
Okay.
Not necessary.
Can't wait. That's your goodbye gift from me.
Not cool. Wasn't me.
Easy, Shaggy. Some birthdays for you. Chad Smith, Nancy Cartwright, Ciara, Craig Robinson, Juan Soto, and Katy Perry.
Hey, Katy Perry, walk the moon. Hey, Katy Perry, walk the moon is standing right here. Katy, walk the moon. Katy Perry, walk the moon is standing right here.
We played with John Mayer last night.
Oh. Hey, you guys...
That's not embarrassing for...
I cannot believe that they
walk
didn't
the moon?
Come over, that she didn't come over.
They're
I
standing
mean,
there
they
like,
standing
why
right
are
there.
You shouting that we're... What?
Whenever I see Katy Perry, I just yell, walk the moon. It's just what I do. That's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. And your drive home, Honda dealers. Monday morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have breakfast with Green Day.
Yes, finally.
We have great news. Awesome. And at 7:15, we're going to announce the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
See, it's not too early, you guys. Christmas is here.
That's all Monday morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We will see you then. Have a great weekend. Should have tightened this better.
Should have had more to say.
Flobots are headlining Acoustic Christmas.
What?
Bye. Bye.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Well, I do believe they land on the moon.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Please drink responsibly.
Roll another one.
I hope he gets cancer.
Just like the other one.
What?
This one seems to be about quit.
Sounds great.
And I need another hit.
You've worked so hard on these things. You've worked so hard on the kidney. Very special. The kidney has a very special place in the heart.
What?
Huh?
Roll. Just like.
get him young.
Check it.
And I don't have another cent.
So, Alan, why don't you start off by telling us what you love so much about these nuts?
Well, first question I would have would be why?
Just pass it around.
Wow!
And the boger that joined my friend.
I have a boger!
Well, just pass it on down.
Come out. Get out. Look in my eyes. You have to go now. You have to go. I'm casting you out. You have to go. Leave now. Leave now.
Okay.
Leave. Leave.
Stop it.
Leave.
Stop it.
Leave. Go now and don't ever come back.
I hated it, but I wasn't interested in it enough to listen to it again to find out why.
Arrivederci.
Hasta la vista.
Adios.
Adios, muchachos, compañeros.
Will you get out of here?
Bong, bong.